popping. It's Drew and Mike show for Wednesday in the DealsInTheD.com studios. Wait, why am I seeing Trudy on Facebook?
What?
She's not here.
What?
What is that?
What is it?
Oh.
What is it?
Okay. She was moving and everything. I'm like, wait, I'm sitting across from her and she's not there, but she's on the picture wearing something in red that I don't remember her wearing yesterday.
It's crazy.
Wow. Mark's back. Brandon's in the house. And Zoobs is here. And are we live on Facebook? We are. Okay. Brought to you by Northwestern Tech, the heating and cooling school in Southfield. HVAC is all they teach. It's a 10.5-month course, 4 days, 4 hours a day. And you may end up working while you're doing it, too. 50% of the training is hands-on. And last year, over 90% of the graduates got jobs in the field. After a year, people make $40,000 to $50,000. And as you move down the road, a lot of people start their own businesses and do quite well. It's a skilled trade, something you hear a little more these days. And classes start March the 27th. Northwesterntech.edu. Mention the Drew and Mike show. That's northwesterntech.edu. And today, kind of a crazy day as the stock market is down again. Took another walloping.
Perfect time to buy. Everything's
fine.
Yeah,
it probably is. Actually, Luke sent me a text because I sold some stuff last week, which makes me look like a genius, but I'm not. It was a total fluke.
It's a panic. You're panicking.
The market was down 1,031 points yesterday. Today, was it 850, 70, 74?
Yeah, something like that.
A lot of wealth lost in 2 days. And
the news loves the virus. The news loves saying these top trillionaires lost $15 quadrillion.
Right, which they'll never miss.
Come on. Well, who cares?
I think they'll be okay.
Is it really that real anyway for them?
Well, I think that makes people feel good to see that Mark Zuckerberg lost a lot of money. While you were losing $500, he was losing $5 billion.
Except he's got $5 billion to lose.
Exactly.
I can't afford to lose $500.
So, the coronavirus. Wow, this is turning into quite a story. The CDC today said that you should be prepared for a disruption in your life.
Oh, great.
Which could mean school closing. I don't know if I like this announcement.
I'm loading up on Tamiflu now.
Like I said, I'm going to have to go into the grocery store and run around. It's going to look like supermarket sweep. Everyone's going to grab everything, toss it in there.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of is
panic.
Is this going to cause people to panic? And Liz Warren not helping, saying the Trump administration is bungling the response.
What does she know?
You know,
what does she know?
Does that help to have her say that too? Doesn't that create more panic?
I think she's placing a well-placed gamble, assuming that he's going to bungle the response and she just wants to be first.
I'm freaking out, man.
But she doesn't know. He didn't even know they were doing half the things they were doing.
Trump said, hey, we're going to be okay. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Sort of in contradiction with what the CDC said.
Hey, everything's going to be good by April. Sun's going to come out. Done.
That's right.
Well, that will help. It'll help us.
That's right.
Here's his official statement.
Everything is fine.
Yeah. But meanwhile, regardless of who said what, Elizabeth Warren, Trump, or the CDC, the stock market did take another spanking. However, it's at... It's at levels of October 31st, 2019.
Boy.
So that's, it's 4 months.
We'll
profits. Yeah. And it could come back
just
real
suck
fast.
For a while.
It kind of could.
And then Bernie will win the Democratic nomination, and then it'll go back down.
Crazy Bernie.
It will.
Interesting day today is Joe Biden made an announcement that I wasn't ready for, as he, it turns out, is running for two offices, I guess.
South Carolina is going to determine who the next president of the United States is going to be. You really are. You're the ones that sent Bill Clinton to the presidency, and you're the ones that sent Barack Obama to the presidency. And I have a simple proposition here. I'm here to ask you for your help. Where I come from, you don't get far unless you ask. My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay?
He said, he added to that something that if you don't like me, vote for the other Biden.
What, Hunter?
Hunter running for something?
Cool, he should.
Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay? That's all I really got to say to you. I'm about, I got 2 minutes.
You need to leave.
Who's the other Biden?
He's running for Senate.
Is he losing his, I mean.
Is he losing? He has lost.
It's a lot of gaffes.
Yeah, my favorite thing, if you ever watch Biden give any kind of stump speech, is when he gives out the number to text to donate. I don't think he's ever got it right. Have you ever seen him?
How many numbers does he have to give out?
I think, what is it, a five-number text, like 30222?
He makes it sound like he's never seen five numbers together in one place.
Well, it doesn't make sense to him because he expects, you know, 10 numbers with three of them
an
in parentheses.
Code and a, yeah, exactly.
But he'll be like, text 32555, donate, which makes no sense. And then he'll be like, text donate to 5313. I'll have to see if I can find a. There's got to be a compilation of them.
It's fun. All those.
1111111.
A lot of those guys kind of do that.
Well, just doesn't it show and, that he's a little out of touch?
Well, he's 77 years old.
You know.
I mean, you would hope that he would know better, but.
Wait a sec. Bernie's, what, 98, and Trump's in his 70s?
Bernie is
Liz
be,
is in her 70s.
I didn't realize Bernie's going to be 79 in March.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
So you have a pile of people that are in their 70s,
yep.
But yet he's the only one that seems to be way older.
Well,
he doesn't want to.
I don't know many people his age who could withstand that crap.
He doesn't,
I don't think there are many people his age. I don't know. You know, Bloomberg. I mean, we'll see.
Bloomberg's
maybe he'll perform better.
He's 78, too.
What are you, a senile old man?
So Judge Judy came flying out for Bloomberg.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
She's all fired up for him. I don't know. I don't know why she likes Bloomberg.
I got to admit, I'm pretty excited to see him come out of this debate tonight.
Well, he dropped the NDAs because Elizabeth Warren told him to.
Yeah, that's why.
For any other reason, I think he should not have done it just because she doesn't tell him what to do.
I think my plan of saying, yeah, I'll get rid of him, and then not doing it is way better than what he's doing.
By the way, I don't take no orders from no women.
Because now he looks stupid on both sides.
You know, maybe it's watching the, well, it's a couple things. One of them, it's watching the Kobe Bryant Memorial and seeing, you know, his widow, his other children,
yeah,
and all his friends who were, they were really broken up about that. And thinking at the same time, why was it so important for that girl to put the link to his rape data, you know, his accuser? Why is that the first thing that came to someone's mind when that helicopter crashed?
Are you saying nobody mentioned that at the
No, it didn't
memorial?
Come up a lot. Didn't come up a lot. Which I think is probably appropriate.
Could you imagine if Michael Jordan, never raped anybody like Kobe, and then he starts crying, and people would not know what to do.
Why is that You're making raped. Me laugh? Oh my God! Would that have gone over that would have gone over a lot worse than a fart in church? A lot worse. A lot worse. A fart would be a delight compared to that. Actually, people would laugh at a fart in church, wouldn't they? Why do people? Why that expression's dumb.
I think the church has loosened up.
I mean, unless somebody took the microphone and put it to their ass, that might not. I mean, I'm not sure the Mike Clark method would really work out all that well.
I was laughing listening back to Sunday's podcast when you guys were talking about the Kobe thing and the 224. And there is a serious lack of 8.
Yes.
Why does everybody forget about 8? Is that because that's the pre-rape?
Because everyone decided that the 24 is him and 2 is Gigi.
Okay.
But as I was watching that thing, I just couldn't stop thinking about this. You know, it seems like, much like, you know, Andy Warhol said, eventually everybody will get their 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
It seems like eventually everyone will be canceled.
Kobe!
Because if you have one fuck up and somebody picks it out
and
you happen to be in the news or for some reason, you know, and it's
horrible.
What happened to our sense of forgiveness? And
no, never.
I mean, we're talking about Bernie Sanders said something in 1960. Judge Kavanaugh's calendar in 1982 when he was 17 years old. Parties he went to when he was summer before his senior year in high school.
Yeah.
And, you know, somebody wore blackface.
What were they doing, boofing? Was that?
Yeah, they're boofing.
Which meant, what did he say that meant?
It's a drinking game.
Oh, okay.
The Devil's Triangle. That's a drinking
game,
too.
Triangle.
And Mike Bloomberg's NDAs, which, by the way, I didn't know he had a girlfriend. I didn't know who his, there's a female who's his girlfriend?
No, yeah, this is breaking news to me. Who is she?
She said.
And how much younger is she than him?
She looks, I'd say 25 years.
Diana Taylor.
Let me see, Brent.
Yikes.
She's a superintendent.
That's her?
Yeah, she looks.
Oh, my God. We know who's doing the pegging in that relationship.
She's a solid 6 inches taller than
she
him.
Is tall.
Mini
She's
Mike.
Way more manly than he is. I'm voting for her.
Wait, how'd she look in that formal dress? I can't see from here.
Like a guy.
Oh, she looks fine.
he looks like such a pussy
I
next
know,
to her.
He does look ridiculous. And Trump keeps saying, calling him Mini Mike. And what's he say? Box?
Oh, yeah. We're not giving him a box.
He wants a box. But he wants a box.
Not only the height, just every picture he takes with is that you said girlfriend or wife?
Girlfriend.
I think she's a girlfriend. She
looks like a pussy.
Reason she has turned up in the news is because she said, look, this stuff that happened, get over it.
Oh, good for her.
Calm down. It's okay.
I don't know if that's the right thing to tell people to get over.
Get over it.
But
yeah.
You know what? I think she's talking to people who are upset on behalf of the NDA people because shouldn't they get over it?
Well, if the NDA
I mean, should that
people...
really be why we elect or don't elect a president? Because he had his company had an NDA. He made some dumb jokes. He did.
I loved when he said that too. He's like, "There's nothing about me in there. Maybe a joke they didn't like."
I kind of agree with him, though.
Oh, well, I know.
People make it, he's 78 years old. He didn't grow up in 2015. He grew up in the fucking 30s and 40s. He's way behind the times. He's catching up.
You should have heard what he said back then.
I mean, can you imagine the shit that guy heard growing up and in the 50s and 60s? I mean, the world was a little more sexist and a little more racist.
Shouldn't he come out?
Is he held to today's standard? It's like, you know, the coach... Who's the guy in Canada that got canceled? Don Cherry.
Yeah.
Don Cherry. It's like, he's fucking 85. And you expect him to be politically correct?
Well, the problem with Don Cherry is that he happened to work for the CBC, a public TV company.
No, the problem is he's 85.
Oh, I know.
And he's going to say dumb shit things just like your grandfather does.
And sweep them off. They don't want some
old
guy up there.
He's got the number one podcast in Canada. I think it was number two.
Oh.
Maybe number two.
Why doesn't Bloomberg just go, that's all locker room talk? He should start taking a page out of Trump. He should start acting like Trump. The problem is, I think
locker room talk.
The Democrats will just eat each other up.
You know,
they don't care.
In a way, I think you're right, because these people who feel they must respond and must fix every...
Not going to happen.
Every slight that they've been a part of or every horrible thing they've done... All they do is create more conversation about it. Ilhan Omar married her brother.
Hot.
She's like, I don't talk about my personal life. Fuck you. And guess what? People don't talk about it very much.
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
Because this weekend, the story is pretty solid that she married her brother.
Hot.
And I guess it was to get him in the country. I don't know. Maybe they got a couple kids. I don't know what the story is.
I was thinking about when
some people are saying that.
When I heard you talking about it, I was like, you know what they should do? For anybody that gets married, they should have some kind of consummation referee to make sure it's official. To just sit there, arms full.
Force them to screw.
With a clipboard. They have to go
Amen.
Through certain positions.
That's right.
Sexual things.
Just to make sure it's not their brother. Or, you know, if it is their brother, then we know they had sex with him. They can't just say, well, I was trying to get him in the country. No, you were banging him. You were into him.
They were in love.
You're creepy.
They were in love.
Oh, you're my sister.
Or anytime there's a story about two, like, 80-year-olds that meet for after, you know, 70 years when they were 10-year-old friends. They have to get it on.
Gotta get it on
before they get married.
You can't have a marriage if you don't get it on.
Can you imagine that Ilhan Omar and her brother just like, all right, first thing you have to do is kiss, and you see her going, not liking it, and then by the end they're just going to town.
Yeah, well, going back to Drew's idea a couple weeks ago,
forbidden fruit. Yeah.
If the people vote, if every
well, we
American
didn't want to
votes,
get it on, but since we had to, we love it. Sorry, Brandon.
Remember Drew's idea? Everybody votes, and two people have to have sex.
Exactly.
Remember,
yes, and we can divorce people. We should vote on divorcing at least 10 couples a year that we know. They don't know, but we know.
Last year would have been Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Yep.
This year was supposed to be Brad Pitt and
Jennifer
Aniston.
They would have won.
People might vote in.
Omar and her brother.
Now the problem is people will just bastardize it now and say, I want Trump to fuck Bloomberg. Or vice versa.
That's the concern. I don't know. You know, these ideas aren't fully fleshed out. I only throw them out there so we can work on them.
Ben Abbey on Facebook Live said that Quincy Jones, maybe he should be the arbiter because doesn't he the boo-foo?
Yeah, he's the notary.
Yeah.
He is the sexual notary.
Yeah.
I want to mention GrowGreen because they're back on the air with us. And GrowGreen is where you buy in bulk and pass the savings on to you, the growers.
16, sat.
They have insane deals like ProMix bales for $22, bags of Ocean Forest for $10, and gallons of Advanced Nutrients Big Bud, normally $149, now only $79. That's almost half off. Mention the podcast for a free Grown in Michigan t-shirt with any purchase. Did you know the average price for an ounce of flour at a Michigan rec dispensary is $512? That's nuts.
I did not know that.
Start growing your own, save thousands of dollars a year with the help of the experts at GrowGreen, who can consult you on some of the largest grows. They do consult on some of the largest grows in the state, and they can help you set up your own home grow. So check out GrowGreen on M36 in Whitmore Lake or online at growgreenmi.com.
How do we sell more weed?
So Ilhan Omar, because she just says, talk about it. I Googled it, and it was, there's huge news organizations who've done nothing with the story. It's not even a story.
Yeah.
It's on all the right-wing sites. It's on The Hill. It's on the National Review. Fox News is all over it. The Daily Mail has it. But no New York Times.
I do laugh.
No Washington Post.
When there's stories about her or Katie Hill or I'm trying to think of if there's a Republican version. I don't know. Dan Crenshaw. All these reps who really, do they matter that much? These reps?
No,
all these stories?
They don't. It's well, just, except she's in, fodder. She's in the squad. She's part of the squad, Mark.
I feel like it's just fodder for each side to attack each other.
She married her brother.
I know.
I mean, that's kind of a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
I mean, that's...
But she's also just a stupid rep for
Minnesota. I agree. I agree she's a stupid rep. But, I mean...
We're getting hitched.
I mean, just think about it. If, you know, anybody around here... Oh, Gary... Who's it? Gary Peters or someone like that. I married his sister. Isn't that crazy?
Gary Peters married his brother.
I don't talk about my personal life.
Gary,
you're saying Gary Peters married his brother?
No, I'm not saying anything like that. But, I mean, it's just, it's fucking crazy. That's wild.
No, and she is offered a layer of protection because she's so attacked for being Somalian and for being Muslim.
No, you don't get a layer of protection for marrying your brother.
No, I know, but
also banging the fundraiser and paying him a lot of money.
But you know there's people on her side that won't attack her because of that.
Well, that's fine. They don't have to. It still is ridiculous. You can't marry your brother. That's not cool.
Unless someone watches you get it on.
Well, yeah. If they do that, I'll go with it. I'll shut up about it. Meanwhile, the Kobe Bryant Memorial has led to Kobe Bryant Memorial items selling for insane prices on eBay. You can buy... There's a... An XL memorial t-shirt somebody bought. Yes, you could buy merchandise at the funeral.
Really?
They were selling merchandise. Somebody sold an XL.
You're a little tacky?
I thought charging $242 or $24. As somebody complained, said, hey, it was $24 for the upper seats. Okay, $24 to $242 for tickets, that thing.
Well, that's charity,
that's
I guess.
Weird. But a funeral?
Oh, I wouldn't go. I wouldn't go if it was free. Do you think there's people that were like, I ain't going to that. I'm paying for that. I ain't paying $24.
They had so many people wanted to go, they had to turn away like five times as many people as bought tickets.
Can you write it off, that ticket purchase?
I don't think so.
If it goes to charity.
I guess you could. Yeah, you probably could. Anyway, somebody sold an XL Memorial t-shirt. It got 76 bids in a really short time, sold for $2,025.
Why don't we just make them and sell them?
Somebody probably is.
I mean, how do you know? How do you know?
No, you don't.
How do you know they're from there?
I think I found the best one.
Which one?
The Kobe Bryant Memorial Staples Center's Atmosphere in a Jar celebration of life. It's an empty candle jar, and it looks like they just kind of swooped and got the air from the Staples Center during the memorial.
That's from the memorial.
It can be yours for $10.
Well, how do we know that's where that air came
from? Authenticity?
Well, they probably just farted in it.
For $320, you can get a Kobe Bryant official memorial authentic program that they gave out.
What?
How come the eBay isn't making it like, you know, $240?
What the, I mean, this, why were they selling merchandise at this thing? Isn't that ridiculous? Isn't this the only thing that, of course this is happening?
I got to say, though, that's what Kobe would have wanted.
Yeah.
I think he would have wanted merchandise.
He probably would have. Okay. I'll go with that too.
So they handed out these pins, these Kobe Bryant KB pins to everybody that attended the memorial.
What about a Gianna pin?
Well, the Kobe pins are going for $152 right now.
What a stupid present.
Oh, man, we are just so embarrassing now. We are so embarrassing.
It's well, he touched a lot of people's lives, I guess. I don't
know. A pin from his memorial? Selling it? Trying to profit on crap you bought at his memorial?
Is there a t-shirt? I want to see a t-shirt. I want to see how tacky that
I mean, were there people running around buying 20 t-shirts? Probably.
Were there people outside the vendors?
Probably.
They made themselves?
Probably.
Well, this guy here is selling his shirt, and by the way, he's going to donate $224 for two and some.
No, you're not. He won't do it. Nice picking that number.
Forensic accountant needed again.
He won't do it.
Meanwhile, did you hear photographers were banned from taking pictures of Beyonce while she performed?
Didn't work because I saw pictures of her.
In fact, Kobe's kids, they were not allowed to take pictures of Kobe's kids and Beyonce. You could take pictures of Vanessa Bryant, but not Beyonce. Staffers were dispatched to enforce the Beyonce ban, and they did catch a few photographers with their cameras trained on Beyonce.
Did they throw them out?
I think they took the film.
Yeah, Getty and AP were not allowed to because Beyonce brought her own photographers. That way she could release the photos.
Fuck her. How dare she? I can't believe they... Why didn't they say, fuck you, we'll get somebody else?
She's Queen Bee.
So what? That's ridiculous. It's a fucking memorial.
Wow, that's...
I mean, honest to God, what the fuck is wrong with these people? That's incredible.
A lot of credit to her for making Kobe's memorial service about herself.
Her. Yep.
Yeah. Way to go. Remember, doesn't she catalog everything? Doesn't she have that huge vault?
Any magazine
that's been written about her?
She's got her professional photographers who always take the best angles. They select the best shots. That way you don't get an embarrassing one. She had one from the Super Bowl that got circulated. It went viral, and people made fun of her for it.
Oh, it's because, Barstool put out the 33 fiercest pictures of her, and they were told to take it down.
Really?
This one here. What? She hated this picture.
What is this poor girl going to do when she turns 50, 55, 60? Then what's she going to do? Just shoot herself?
She's still going to try to control the message, and she won't be able to.
It's Queen Bee.
Pathetic. That's well, she can be Queen Bee all she wants. I have a feeling that Jay-Z is so sick of her.
Oh, without a doubt.
The expression.
True, he's been sick. He's been done with her for a long time.
For every hot chick, there's a guy that's sick of banging her. That was made for Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Don't forget, too, that didn't he?
He was banging somebody, wasn't he?
Yeah, and then she wrote a whole album about it, and it was nominated for a Grammy.
Oh, God.
I think he will never cheat on her again, not because, he hurt her feelings. It's because he doesn't want her to be nominated for another Grammy.
But why didn't he just get rid of her? I mean, fuck that. I guess he can do whatever he wants anyway. Although you're right. If he gets caught, it is another album.
Why wouldn't he get rid of her?
I don't know.
They have a net worth that's insane.
Yeah, that's what I mean. She's got her own money. And every time I have to hear about this stupid brat of theirs, Ivy, is it the kid Ivy?
Blue Ivy.
Yeah, Ivy got a $5,000 bracelet for her fourth birthday, and they had a $2 million party for her. Why don't people say, fuck you?
I'm not a fan of...
Do people like that? Do people go, oh my God, that's so cool, look at Ivy's party?
Some people must.
I guess they do. I'm just baffled by... I guess I don't understand... I understand millennials or Gen Z, which is why I do so poorly in a workplace now.
I'm not a fan of bullying, but I wouldn't mind if some kids bullied Blue Ivy when she got to school.
I would endorse it.
Can you imagine?
I would endorse it. Actually, I might pay people to do it.
Yeah, except her parents are rich and vengeful. Next thing you know, Jay-Z will be going to beat up that kid.
Hey, back to the World Health Organization and the coronavirus, just for a second. They're actually talking about canceling the July Olympics in Tokyo.
Yeah.
And anytime Dick Pound comes up, people get fired up because he's the head
of the organization. Trending.
People forgot that there was a guy named Dick Pound for the last 3 years.
I know. I was pumped. I was like, Dick Pound's still in charge. That's great.
That's a great name.
You can't fire someone named Dick Pound because they'll just claim name discrimination.
It's kind of incredible, though, that they would be talking about canceling the Olympics in July.
Wow. I mean,
that's not that far away.
Did you see they had, was it the Tokyo Marathon, and they normally have, I don't know, 12,000 people running, and they left it to 800 elite runners.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which you can't cancel. Those 800 people really needed to go running through Tokyo that day.
Well, my...
jogging, fuck.
I think the part that I'm feeling best about is that only 2.5% of the people that get it die, and they usually
don't
have
feel good.
Diabetes, heart problems, or emphysema. So
yeah, the lower, just like the regular flu.
It's older people, and I don't want anyone to die, but I'm just thinking I'm going to be in the 97.5, which yep. I usually think that way.
Do the math, though.
Oh, good for you.
If it's everywhere, what do they say? 1 out of 5 people get it. So how many?
Then it's even smaller. 2.5% of out of 1 of 5 out of 20%. It's reduced. It's 0.5. Then my chance of dying is 0.5.
What's 1 of 5? Okay, how many people do you think you know?
But if I get it, it's a 2.5% chance. Whether I know a million people or one person, if I get it, it's 2.5.
Yeah, but it's a major pandemic. I mean, it can kill like 20.
No, I don't want other people to die. I'm just saying I'm not worried about dying yet. Me.
Hang on a second. Hang on.
I mean, isn't that the... I mean, really, if you're not going to die, doesn't it at least take something off the table?
Hang on.
I don't know about you, sweetheart.
Well, no, but I'm off the table, so I'm able to worry about everyone else now. I'm focusing my energy on everyone else.
Yeah, right.
Did you see the video of the press conference that India was having about the coronavirus where the guy is coughing, and it turns out the very next day they sent him for treatment for the coronavirus?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's not good.
Well, they say the vaccine will be ready next season, so we at least for the next year, you know.
But today's the big day where they're freaking out about it the most.
I agree. I think today's been a freaky day.
Well, because they came out and said that.
I need to turn off the TV. Yeah, for them to say that Americans, you may have a major disruption, that's a big deal. And I don't really know. And the stock market just bakes in. They go, okay, if this thing is really horrible and everybody fucking gets it and 2.5% of the U.S. dies, then we still think the market's worth 27,000.
You have to think, though.
They bake it in.
CDC, they also...
They're downgrading casinos, by the way. They're getting sold off because they won't be in large groups. People won't want to go to casinos where there's big groups of people.
Oh, wow. That's fascinating.
Carnival Cruise Lines and stuff like that. Sell. They're down like 9% or something.
They're also very, very cautious on the CDC. Like when I went to Mexico a couple of years ago, what was the virus that was down there at the time?
AIDS?
No, it was something with the mosquitoes. And they kept warning us.
Sounds like AIDS to me.
It's definitely not AIDS.
Did you almost get AIDS?
They call it Mexican's AIDS.
No, because we had to kind
Mexico, or as I like to call it, God's blind spot.
Because we had to kind of plan our pregnancy
around
this.
It was the virus that made, if you had a baby, it made the head all weird.
Yeah, and so for that reason.
What the hell was that called? Everyone was worried about it for like a month.
Wasn't it weird head syndrome?
Yeah, WHS.
Yeah, exactly.
What the hell was that thing called? Was it like Ninka virus or?
Oh, that sounds.
I don't know. I just made that word up.
How many inches of snow are we supposed to get? By the way, I got so caught up in the coronavirus today, I didn't even
realize.
4 to 8. Yeah, there's a giant storm coming.
Which means probably 2 to 3.
It's snowing.
It seems that way this year. By the way, locally there was some pretty big news and. I'll get to that in a second, but first, good news flowing out of our original podcast sponsor, Zot Ford and Holly and DealsNindy.com, as Bentley's slump has been busted. No, he didn't sleep with a large woman.
well, we don't know that.
Perhaps he'll be getting off his mom's cell phone plan sooner than later. I thought he was off. There's rumors that he's back on his mom's cell phone plan, but the official Drew and Mike dinner and signed T-shirt are still in full effect until March the 15th. Buy or lease a new or pre-loved car, truck, or SUV from Jim Bentley at Zot Ford, and you are guaranteed a spot for a delicious dinner at Mesa Tacos and Tequila. I had lunch here today. This opportunity ends March 16th. Oh, okay. So don't pull a Drew and drag your feet. Yeah, that's me. And no need to wait for your tax returns if you want your cash right now. Simply go get a sweet new Ford, and Gabar and the team will toss up to $10,000 cash in your pocket on select new vehicles. Feel free to hit rewind because you heard right. The nut jobs at Zot Ford will give you up to $10,000 cash to max your tax returns when you get a new vehicle. From cell phone FIFA master Jim Bentley.
I take exception to that description. My FIFA team is better than his.
Sift their silly deals and massive inventory at dealsandindy.com. Don't bother calling Bentley. Just get your ass out to Holly.
Why is soccer so stupid?
And, 2020. Yes, it is 2020. Why not be 2020 without glasses and contacts and reading glasses with help from the Yaldo Eye Center? Whether it's the LASIK surgery or the multifocal implants, visit with Dr. Yaldo, Michigan's most experienced eye surgeon, and have him determine whether it's one of those two things, or maybe you have to wait a few years because your vision's still changing, and then you can go over and look at frames or sunglasses or get some contacts. But a lot of our listeners have gone and have been given the gift of great vision without all this BS, which, by the way, if you think about it, over 10, 12 years costs you a lot of money. So give it a thought. Call Dr. Yaldo, 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to Yaldo Eye Center. And that reminds me, do we have anything on the Hall Financial Hotline today?
Ooh. You want to call the 98-year-old Girl Scout?
Is she suing for...
No, she's selling cookies.
98, was she just joined?
No, she's always... I don't know.
She's special
in
some
way? She's going to be senile. I don't know. She sells cookies to everybody in her troop. One more thing on the stock market going
down. We still need
down.
To call Stan?
We could call Stan again. It's Monday. Kidding. Or no, it's two. I don't even know what day
it's, yeah, it's not family day.
The one last thing on the stock market, you know, when the stock market goes way down, the one thing I do love about it are all the pictures of the traders on the floor doing this. Head in hand. I get as much joy out of that as I get anger out when I see guys wearing the hats that say like 28,000 or 29,000.
Yeah, that's it doesn't get much worse.
Because, you know, either picture of that is going to be that same person when it goes back up with that hat on or when it goes down with the head in the hand.
Can you imagine the people like Luke Nowacki and the phone calls they get on a day like this?
No, not at all. Then you got to prioritize. And,
well, generally, too, the smaller the investor, the more, I mean, they have more to lose. So they're more nervous.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a, you got to have some, pretty much.
Just don't worry about it. It's gone.
It's, I just think, don't look at your statement for a while.
Calm down. It's okay.
Just don't look for a while.
Oh, speaking of Joe.
If you agree with me, go to Joe 30330 and help me in this fight.
He got
Thank
it right there.
It's just five numbers.
He got it right
Why
there.
Why is that? I mean, they do. They all sound like that.
Wait, you're not supposed to check Joe, though, are you?
No. You just type in 30330. And then he'll send you a bunch of crap. Kind of like when Paul McCartney was like, hey, here's my phone number. Call me.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's so stupid.
And then he spammed my phone.
You know who owns that company or who invested in that company with where celebrities give out their number and then they can communicate directly?
Oh, they can text back to you. Yeah. But you don't really get...
Oh, let me get Ashton Kutcher.
You got it. Yep. He was one of the first investors and pushers of that thing.
Is it really a big deal, though? Because don't we know what's going on? And so we go, oh, fuck that.
There were some candidates in the last election that I did not vote for specifically because they would not stop texting my phone. I had no idea what their platforms were, if they were an R or a D. I didn't care. I saw that name, I remembered it, and they did not get my vote.
But remember when we were supposed to call Deborah Messing?
Yeah, yeah.
And she was texting with all the people who don't like her because she was doing something stupid.
And she didn't.
I mean, please don't tell me Ashton Kutcher's getting rich off this, too.
He's the greatest investor of all time.
He really is.
All right, the local news that I wanted to mention was this guy. I'm surprised what a small story this is. Maybe I'm not paying enough attention, but this guy, Kenyell Brown, is a person of interest. I mean, they believe he's murdered six people in a relatively short time.
Yeah. He's bad.
I just didn't hear that much about him. He was out there. He's just out there. And they found him, and he shot himself in the head. He's not dead, though.
He's a stone-cold killer.
This sounds weird to say. He looked really normal.
He did. I couldn't agree more. The part of the story that just makes me livid, and I was just glad they said this, was that there were people helping him evade arrest who were hiding him and lying and saying, oh, no, I don't know where he is.
You know why? Because he said, I'll kill you if you don't.
But all you got to do is make one call and he's done.
Yeah, and then he kills you as he shot himself.
Well, that's usually not how it works. There usually are people who, for some reason, think, hey, I've got your back. I support you. Just like those people supported Jesse Smollett walking into court yesterday. Did they really support him? Do they really know what he did?
What do we want? Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
Oh, is that stupid?
But what I couldn't believe was he was apprehended, or excuse me, he shot himself pretty close from where we do
Jesse
this
Smollett?
Show.
Oh.
Kenyell Brown.
Like that could have been me.
Do you see
that was in Oak Park?
Did you see who ID'd him? How they knew where to look?
Yeah.
No.
It was at a porn store or
an
something?
An adult bookstore, one of those on 8 Mile, right by the radio station. Yeah.
Really?
It's right by the old radio station, and they canines got out and started chasing him, and he jumped a bunch of fences.
Yeah.
It's like, sign this guy up, man.
So he was super fast, huh?
Yeah.
But he happened to have a gun on himself to shoot his head while they were chasing him?
I guess so. And he had a boner because he was at that adult bookstore.
That could have affected his running. Did they?
Maybe that's how he leapt those fences. He vaulted with his own bone.
Can we know what titles he was looking at? That'd be kind of fun.
You want to call the store?
Yeah, let's call the store.
It's a clerk. You know, they don't say which adult bookstore, but there's only like two or three
Let's activate the Hall Financial Hotline. I think that's worth doing, if for no other reason, to activate the Hall Financial Hotline.
Is it Uptown?
Let's see. Isn't there another one right there, too, though?
Adult News, yeah.
Which one's in Oak Park?
Well, you guys go ahead and look it up, and I'll tell people that if you're paying more than 4% on your mortgage. Luke says, by the way, he's having visits from people who are trying to plan their financial future. And what should we pay for your mortgage? I don't know. 5.3? Luke says, would you please call Hall Financial and refi? For crying out loud, you can save yourself a lot of money. So that's, you're plugging two people at once. But yeah, if you're over 4%, Hall Financial thinks they can help you with a refi. Save you money for a long, long time. Or if you have lingering high-interest credit card debt, you may or may not know, rates are within fractions of a percentage point of their lows for the last 10 years. So, I mean, as you see all this craziness going on and you have a chance to lock something in that saves you money,
do it.
I want to think about it. Get started. Call 248-308-5000 or go to DrewandMike.HallFG, or you can click the link on our website. A lot of homeowners need to reduce their rates, shorten their term, eliminate PMI, or take cash out. This might be the time. People aren't really talking about it, but rates are very low. So call Hall Financial. They've got over almost 1,200 five-star reviews. Hall Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 1467435. And I'm actually kind of pumped to call the
I really hope it's Uptown.
What do you do there? Because people rent porn movies? They don't do that, do they?
Okay, there are three adult bookstores just like this that's described in the story on 8 Mile within a half mile of each other, two of which are really, really, really like dead straight nuts with Oak Park.
Right.
That's the Bookshack Boutique for Lovers and Adult News. And then Mark just gave you the number four.
Adult News. You mean it's like a newsstand, porn full of porn magazines and newspapers?
Maybe. I hope so.
Are there porn reporters?
Yes.
I'm an investigative porn reporter.
That's Brandon. He would
the
know.
Porn news.
There's porn historians out there.
Actually,
USA Porn Today.
We did interview the guy that runs the website. We've interviewed him before.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's AVN, Adult Video News.
I still wouldn't think there'd be adult bookstores?
Think about that.
Barely bookstores.
I know. Well,
I guess there would be more adult bookstores than bookstores.
And people around there don't have the internet. It's like when Larry David was telling Funkhauser was his uncle that there's porn on the internet.
Uptown Store 2.
Hi, this is the Drew and Mike Show. We're just down the street from you guys, actually, and we were calling because we heard that the murder suspect, Kenyell Brown, was in there, who I know the police apprehended.
No. He was not in here.
Oh, okay. Which store was he in?
He was at another store, which is down the street near Coolidge.
Oh, is that...
Was not here.
Is it that adult news place?
I guess. I'm not sure what the name of it is, but I know it's not here.
Hey, by the way...
There's no Uptown, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, we were looking you guys up, and I was wondering, is business still good? Because most bookstores are, a lot of bookstores are going out of business.
Business is still great here. The stores have been open over 50 years.
Really? What a great tradition. Yes. Is this a family business?
Yes, it is.
Well, that's wonderful. And do a lot of the same family work in it and pass it on from generation to generation?
Yes.
That's nice.
Yes.
What's the hot thing to buy over there? What are people, if you had to say people are coming in there for one thing, is there a book or a certain thing that people want?
I would say poppers, usually it's the Yellow Rush that we sell for $11.99, and sex toys and, movies and magazines.
Okay.
Huh. Are there peep booths?
Of course, yes.
Cool.
How often do they get cleaned?
Daily.
Thank you. You don't have to do that, right? You have an intern.
We have to do it. Yes, we do.
Oh boy. That's tough work.
Do you do it like I clean my shower? Or I just spray a bunch of stuff in it and walk away?
We sweep and we wipe.
Oh.
You got to do the job.
We have to mop sometimes.
Oh boy.
It used to be a quarter for those things. Is it 50 cents now or a dollar?
They take dollar bills, ones, fives, tens, and twenties.
Okay.
Just a moment, sir. I apologize, but I have a customer.
Okay, we'll let you go. Right, we got to call your competitor and see what happened down there with Kenyell Brown. That's a wild story.
Okay.
But thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right.
Wealth of information.
I think there's something we might want to cut out of there, Brandon.
What?
No.
You say poppers?
He's talking about boner pills, Drew.
Yeah.
He's not talking about selling drugs over the
phone. I didn't know what was going on.
He? I thought that was a woman.
I thought that was Gary Coleman.
What the hell do you want?
That did sound like Gary.
Wait. Was that a man or a woman?
I thought it was a dude.
Oh,
really?
I'd say it's a family business. 50 years of experience.
Zeus, did you think that was a man or a woman? I thought that was a man. Okay, wow. Boy, it's on my ears.
It never really was in question to me. But so do we know which one to call instead?
I guess I can give this one a shot here. This one's the Adult World.
Okay.
Adult News. It has a couple different names. It's kind of weird.
I think they're right next to each other, so I've heard.
Yeah. There's also another one called the Bookstore Boutique or whatever.
That's a family business, too. They do a great job.
I'm looking on Google Earth.
Here, we'll try Bookstore Boutique.
You've driven by there, right?
These places?
Yeah.
I think I've seen them at one time or another.
It's just nondescript in the front, but on Google Earth, there's a school bus in front of it. I'm like, oh, how quaint.
I saw the same thing.
Oh, is it a field trip?
Yes.
Field trip to the porn bookshop?
All right, so it's definitely either this one.
What?
The number you have read.
Which I guess they're closed.
You didn't tell me it was less than 100%.
It's the one, it's a business. It's what they listed. I didn't do it. All right, so it could be this one, Adult News.
What percentage are you putting on this?
Well, according to the World Wide Web, it says 100%.
Okay.
I wouldn't know any business that would want to put a fake phone number.
They've got great reviews, too, on Google.
I firmly believe that guy who said that it was the place down the street. I don't think he spit it out so...
You have reached a number.
Wow, their numbers don't work anymore.
What?
Hmm. Their lowest review, though, is 3 stars on Google, and it says, what is close time, and do you have perv booths?
Perf booths.
Amazingly, got no response.
What are the 5-star reviews?
Let me see if I can pull them up here.
This might be Adult News.
Okay.
The number you have.
It sounded like somebody was answering the phone.
I just don't understand. This is crazy.
Maybe they just play that noise when they answer.
That's genius.
That would be pretty sharp.
If you had a business, wouldn't you want to make sure you had the correct phone number listed on the World Wide Web?
I got to say, the guy with the phone number, that must be the place that's doing a lot of business. That must be, that family business must be putting all those carpetbaggers.
What the hell do you want?
Out of business, obviously. So, okay. Any other numbers to call?
I'm checking cruisinggays.com real quick because they have a number listed.
They do?
Wait, is that the name of the bookstore?
No, the bookstore was Book Shack, remember?
Is Cruising Gays just one of your recreational sites you go to?
I Googled it.
I think they had a fight for that web address, too. Like, were there multiple web people?
Brandon is such a resource. What?
Oh.
It's crazy.
Damn it.
Zeus, go take one of your 10 phones down there and just hand it to the person. But wear gloves. It's like 5 minutes away.
Get a new cover for the phone.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, just throw one of those 10 phones away. Actually, have him keep it, and then we'll post his number on the World Wide Webs.
Did you ever see the De La Salle kid arraign today, by the way?
I saw I saw a still picture of him, no video. So
the fifth kid,
mm-hmm.
And you know, they're 18, and this is a big deal. I mean, his charge is a big deal, and I don't know why. I suddenly looked at that guy and I was like, he looks like the most normal, you know, just like you were talking about, the
newest
picture.
One.
Yeah, it just looks like a really normal guy.
It's his booking photo, right? He's got the glasses, yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like a totally normal kid.
And
probably is, except for this whole incident.
I've been reading a lot of De La Salle. People, parents, etc., they feel like they're really just piling on these guys
and kind of feel the same way.
I felt the same way when this first came up. I said, you know what? This happens every flipping where. These kids are young. You're laying these heavy charges on them that they're going to carry the rest of their life. And I realize that hazing is the worst thing anyone could possibly do. But, I mean, what do you do to stop it? Well, what is anyone doing to stop it? It goes on every year. There's some guy in a fraternity that dies.
Remember, nothing. Well, in this case, though, nobody was going to be charged.
No.
You have to believe there were some victims that were very pissed off about that.
Yes.
And very loud. And
two.
I'd be surprised if they had some influence.
And, you know, I can't
say.
To
get something done. And, you know, they can't do it unless they're. They wouldn't charge these kids unless they thought they had a case. So. Maybe that's what brought it back, and maybe they have a case now. But it just seems, this sounds terrible to say, but I really feel the demarcation line is penetration, even though I know it's not.
Well, that's why I wanted to know, you know, and I forgot to ask ML. I guess I could just ask Teresa, if the kid was wearing pants, if he was nude, because they said he was prodded with a, if he was nude, that's one thing. Brandon, got another number?
Yeah.
Oh.
God, you are so resourceful when it comes to porn.
Thanks for looking into your own phone contacts, Brandon. Instead of the web. Or did Zeus get down
there? We just
gone
into his phone from the beginning.
Zeus made it down there that quick.
Good afternoon. Infinite Ideas. How may I help you?
Hi. This is the Drew and Mike show, and we were calling for information on Kenyell Brown, a suspect in a number of murders the police were looking for. And I guess he was in one of the stores on 8 Mile.
Uh-huh.
And he ran out and ended up shooting himself. Were you working when this happened?
No, I was not.
Wow. Okay. So do you know what he was looking for in your store? He was in your store, right?
Yes, he was viewing movies.
Any titles that you know of that he was looking at?
No, sir.
We're trying to have a kind of a unique view of the story. And did the police come in the store, or did they just go after him when he left?
I have no clue. I was not here.
Wow.
Did you hear
from the guy that ID'd him? I mean, what did he say about it? It's pretty heads up.
Okay, what part of... I was not here, don't you understand?
No,
I don't know any of that information.
That's why I asked,
can help you out, you can call back after 6 o'clock. My manager will be here at that time.
Okay. And what's the manager's first name?
Tammy.
Tammy. Okay, great. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye. Sweet. Yikes. All right. Someone write a note to call back in an hour.
Absolutely. Some kid drowned at Mumford High School.
Sucks.
I know. I can't believe kids drown in a high school pool. That's ridiculous. That should never happen.
How deep was the pool? Like, what was the situation around it?
I don't know. All I know is there's a teacher who's been suspended or fired or something.
The teacher came into the room, and they found the student at the bottom of the pool, which is terrible, and got him out, attempted CPR.
This happened about 20 years ago here, and I remember distinctly because someone, for some reason, paused and did not jump in the pool like they weren't wearing a suit or something.
Yeah, I remember
that.
It's
just the weirdest story. Yeah. And that was, I remember at that time, I was like, how can you, a high school pool? But there's nobody watching, and that's what happens.
It's so important to learn how to swim.
Yeah. And then there was another piece of local news. The Lions are, it sounds like they are shopping Darius Slay.
Who cares?
I don't really care.
I don't care what the Lions do anymore until the draft, and I'm all in.
Well, I feel like.
I won't care until the first game.
Snacks.
I feel like, exactly, Snacks is gone. That great acquisition that they bragged about. Oh, my God, what a pickup. What brilliance.
What a great re-signing year.
And they owe him a bunch of money.
Of course. They re-signed him.
And in Slay's case, my prediction was, okay, they're mad at Slay. He popped off about a trade they made, so they're going to get rid of him because he doesn't do it the Patriot way, the fake Patriot way.
Yeah.
And it sounds to me like they can expect a second-day draft pick for him. That's what they were saying.
Great.
So they get a fourth or fifth-round pick, and then they draft the guy from Ohio State in the first round to replace an all-pro cornerback.
You know what I hate about...
So they essentially just cycle the team. Hey, get rid of the tight end, draft a new one in the first round.
I hate the fact... With trades and stuff now, we have to think of, what was his contract, and how does this affect the cap, and blah, 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 blah.
I know.
But I don't know what his case is.
He's only signed for one more year.
Okay, well, and, but might as well get something for him.
Needs a new deal, I believe. So,
why not just keep him and then trade him when the team realizes that they suck after five games and then trade him?
Because they can get a second-day draft pick for him.
But who cares?
I know. I it's funny. I keep reading. So many people keep saying, I'm just a couple players away, and people are learning the Patriot way still, and they're starting to sink in, and you got to give them 3 years, and look at the 49ers. And no, most teams that suck the first 2 years when a new coach comes in, that were good, by the way, because they were a decent team, are going to suck the third year.
Yeah. I they've shown
nothing. That's not how most people do it.
No, I can't wait for this draft. I hope they mess it up again.
I'm sure they will.
I hope they draft Tua because I don't want him.
So, Harvey Weinstein, I'm so pissed. I was so excited yesterday that they remanded him, handcuffed him, and they were sending him to Rikers Island.
Yeah, because that's where the medical complex is, I guess.
Doesn't get much
worse. I thought
it
was cool, too, when they were driving over the island, they chucked his wheelchair into the water and made him watch. That'd be great.
Yes.
See ya.
So, instead, as they're getting there,
they should have just dragged him in the wheelchair behind the van.
No, that would be fantastic.
So
can you imagine
skitching? Chopper. Skitching on a wheelchair behind that bus?
Bumper skiing, as some call it.
Or as Livonia would call it, shagging.
The chopper shot of that.
The chopper shot of Weinstein just all over the place.
Holding on for dear life.
Well, they have strapped Harvey Weinstein in, so don't think he's just going to fly out of there. This has been made a lot safer by a few changes in the wheelchair, but you can see he's getting bumped around a little bit back there. Oh, there's a big bump, but looks like Harvey's okay.
You know, it tips
drive
over
safely
around a turn and then just drags it on its side for like a mile.
Slow down.
Like a car driving on its rims.
Exactly. Who would complain?
Now that's what I call a joyride.
So how in the world does this guy go, oh, my chest, it's the big one, it's the big one.
Don't feel good.
And they take him to Bellevue. Oh, just as he's about to get to Rikers Island and put in prison, now he's going to have a heart attack. And he actually gets sent to Bellevue Hospital.
Small world, huh?
He probably has, he's probably on a special floor for celebrities and rich people, too.
You know, I read in the story that his attorney, I hate his attorney, by the way. I fucking hate her. She said, he needs shots in his back to keep him from going blind.
Huh?
I'm like, could we, before we just carry that quote, can we talk to a medical doctor and find out what the, how does that work? I don't know if anybody needs shots in their back so they can see.
Why is he going blind?
I don't know. Probably because Cosby did. Just figured it worked for Cosby.
Shots in his back.
Yeah. And I was like, can you please get a doctor on to tell us how that works, or an ophthalmologist or somebody? What the fuck?
He's gay. Excuse me. He's blind.
They also need to shoot up his dick so he can rape somebody real quick before he goes in.
What is going on? I can't believe he's in the hospital. Is he still in the hospital? Can
right
you check?
Now?
Yeah, right now.
Well,
is he
sure
still
he
in
is.
There?
He's probably
well,
got a,
he didn't
a new
have a heart
ailment
attack.
He's making up.
He didn't have a heart attack, so that's fine. Release him to jail. And by the way, he better be handcuffed to the railing on both sides. I mean, really, seriously.
I know. What if he tries to escape? You just see him waddling down the road in a robe with his ass flying open. With all those zits on it.
By the way, I read the story today. Brandon sent one along, and I saw another one about Georgina Chapman, his ex-wife, who divorced him almost immediately. And by the way, she's very pretty. Like, what is she doing with that guy? Because he is, and I got to tell you, the media have just made him look uglier. Every picture, every illustration of him, he looks so disgusting. And what this chick was doing with him, she has this company, Marchesa.
She
which
got
is
a fashion line.
Yeah,
that's what she got out of it.
Apparently, it's funded a lot by Harvey. Harvey made it go. Harvey made connections for her. And they were kind of suggesting that, yeah, Harvey's still been kind of helping her out with that.
Still now?
I don't know.
I don't think the news today.
Why? Because she knows where all the bodies are buried?
Probably.
No, because she's found a new lover.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, no, no. Yeah.
No, but I mean.
I just meant why Harvey was helping.
It just pissed me off. It's like, well, fuck you. You're married to this monster. You phony. Anybody that marries him is a complete phony in my world.
So she's dating now DJ Qualls.
Yes.
Who I thought came out of the closet to me. I know. I'm so confused.
She's so hot, he apparently has crossed over.
And my first thought, honestly, was.
Unless it's Adrian Brody.
Oh,
that's
same
the only
difference.
Other possibility.
My first thought was, what can Adrian Brody do for her? He can't put her in movies.
Sure he can.
Really?
He must.
Does he produce movies?
I figure he must have been banging her before or something.
Well, then my next
thought is... Because who's going to go, hey, Weinstein's out of action. I'm going for his widow. I want sloppy seconds after Harvey.
Exactly. Who wants Harvey Weinstein?
I want to show her
seconds.
How a man makes love.
Although, hey, wait, now you're onto something. Maybe he doesn't have to be a good performer because Harvey probably sucked. I mean, you're not...
I like it rough and that guy rapes people, so I want her.
I mean, really? But think about it this way.
Isn't that weird, though?
Hey, you're going to be a step up because you don't have to shoot anything into your dick, right?
Oh, yeah. No, the bar is really low.
Maybe she liked those lumps.
Actually,
she's going to think he's a tremendous lover.
Naturally
I do like the bar being low because it makes you look a lot better.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, that's true.
Like Harvey Weinstein, the human sandbag.
Who has the worst husband, bar is way low, and you could just barely jump over it and be a hero.
And I want to see, Brandon, can you pull up the story on this from page6.com? Georgina Chapman has moved on with Adrian Brody.
Sure.
And I want to see the picture of both her and Adrian Brody and see if there's something in the picture that is so dumb that it infuriated me. I want to see if it bothers you guys too. And I'll give you a hint. It's in the Adrian Brody portion of the photo.
Hard to see. He and DJ Qualls, are they identical twins and they just got different names so they could sort of work into the industry separately?
They're the same
person. They're identical.
I've never seen them in a movie together. They're probably the same person.
Well, you know, to be honest, if you look at their career, it's like all their projects.
Do you see it?
Are you talking about these sweet gloves?
What are those gloves he's wearing on the red carpet? They're like driving gloves for the red carpet. Is he going to challenge someone to a duel later?
Maybe he was lifting right before he got dressed. They're lifting gloves.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
I got to get a few reps into my suit before we go.
There was a lot of stuff on Harvey today, including Bill Cosby has come out in support.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
If there's one person's support I would want, it'd
what
be
a
Bill
great
Cosby's.
Thing.
Well,
hey.
There's one person he does not have support from, but that person listed off some other people that support Harvey.
Do you think justice was served in the Harvey Weinstein case?
So I was never a fan of Harvey Weinstein, as you know. In fact, he said he was going to work hard to defeat me. In the election.
So what the question
How did
was?
That work out, by the way? I'm trying to figure that out.
Not very well.
He was a person I didn't like and the like. I don't know too much about the case. I haven't been able to really see too much of it. But I was just not a fan of his. I knew him a little bit, not very well. I knew him because he was in New York. Not a person that I like. I will say the people that liked him were the Democrats.
God.
Michelle Obama loved him. What? Loved him. Hillary Clinton loved him, and he gave tremendous money to the Democrats, and I guess my question is, will the Democrats be asking for that money back? Because he gave a lot of money to the Democrats.
Hillary Clinton got a lot of money from.
You know, it's too bad. But
didn't Trump give a lot of money to her, too?
To Democrats? Absolutely he did.
Oh.
I guess his point, Harvey Weinstein didn't give money to Trump. Hillary Clinton was getting a lot of shit
when
this all started, and she was distancing herself from it. She wasn't saying anything
because because she loves to talk about anything, but she was amazingly silent on that.
But she was very happy with this verdict. In fact, the New York Post, just so they didn't have to write two stories, they decided to smash this headline together. Hillary Clinton and Monica Lewinsky both cheer Harvey Weinstein's verdict, so they have something in common now.
Oh, well, maybe they can go out to lunch and talk about
it.
What did Hillary say about it?
I cheer that conviction. Yay.
He raised a lot of money for me, and I'm not giving it back.
I'm the only woman he never made a move on.
I think the jury's decision speaks for itself. It was time for the counting, and the jury clearly found that.
What a stupid comment. Why can't people talk normal? Say, yeah, he should have got more than what he got, but we'll take this.
Well, it's a new year. It's a new decade. It's time for Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsNindy.com Start Something New event. They are leasing new loaded 2020 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4s as low as $148 a month. Or if you're all about the Jeep Wave, you can lease the 2020 Jeep Compass Limited all-wheel drive around $122 a month. If you want to step it up, get to Zot and lease a new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $229 a month. Plus, they're your lease turn-in headquarters. Any make, any model, over miles, body damage, payments remaining, no problem at Zot. They'll get you a new ride for the new year. Check out the deals and the massive inventory at Deals.
That's what I'm going to drive.
DealsNindy.com. And with the stock market rocky and crazy and bouncing down and hopefully bouncing back up, maybe it's a good time to talk to Luke Nowacki, who says he likes the bounces. I don't like the bounces. I don't. It really kind of freaks me out. But it's good. People like him have to do this. They have to like the bounces. So maybe you're thinking
they tend to be the most positive people in the world, right? Financial advisors.
They have to be. And in the long run, they'll always be right. I mean, in the long run.
It's funny. I've noticed with this dip in the market, everybody on TV is like, whoa, this is the beginning of the end. But then you see financial advisors and the Warren Buffetts of the world, the people whose job it isn't to be on the TV all day, like Luke, say, no, there's a lot of good upside to this.
Yeah. Didn't Warren Buffett say it's a buying opportunity?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, Luke said the same thing. He texted me today. I haven't decided if I have the balls yet.
Do it.
I think I will. Maybe not today. But anyway, maybe you just want to say, hey, you know what? In the event that something, there's a correction, am I in the right things? I don't have a financial plan. Whatever it is, call Luke Nowacki's team, 248-663-4748. That's Luke Nowacki at 248-663-4748.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates, Inc. is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names. Products or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
Guess what? Futures are already up for tomorrow.
Are they? Up what?
50? Oh, just for the Dow, 30 points. But still, it's a start. It's only been one hour.
To see green. That reminded me of Matt Farley. Says he has the official Mardi Gras song. I guess that they name his song the official song.
Oh, cool. Congratulations. That's excellent.
Do you know what the name of it is?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and probably say the name of it's Mardi Gras. But let's click on it and find out. Let's see.
I tweeted it. I was feeling very congratulatory.
It's called the Mardi Gras Party Fun Song.
Yeah.
That's it. I wonder what the lyrics are.
Oh, it's the official
Mardi
song.
Gras! Mardi Gras! What a fun day! Do a lot of fun stuff! Have a big party! Hand out some beads on Mardi Gras because that's what you do! Have a lot of fun! Live it up because tomorrow Mardi Gras is such a wonderful, fun, and great holiday. Oh yeah, Mardi Gras. Come on everybody, let's have a big party. Mardi Gras.
Did you see that one cool float they had during the Mardi Gras party?
No, who float of?
You know, there's a bunch of parades. Oh, yeah. There was the float called the Epstein Didn't Kill Himself float. And it's kind of a cool, actually. Yeah, there it is.
Oh my God!
There's video of it on Twitter, and it's Jeffrey Epstein, a big caricature effigy of him, and then behind him is Hillary choking him to death.
Oh man!
Just throwing out beads. God, I love New Orleans. It's such a cool city.
So, yeah, I forgot about Hillary and Epstein, Hillary and Harvey. She likes all those guys.
They killed someone else over the weekend, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Glenn Beck
was... A whistleblower, right?
Glenn Beck is pissed about this one. He's calling conspiracy theory all the way. Yeah, it's the whistleblower during the Obama administration for something.
He killed himself?
That's what they want you to think.
Yeah. That's what, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they can.
Which I gotta say,
they can look into that.
If you're gonna
tell me when they're done,
if you're gonna kill a whistleblower, shouldn't you do it like right after they blow the whistle?
Yeah, I didn't understand why kill him now. Isn't he done with his whistleblowing?
Apparently not.
Okay.
Apparently not.
Hey, Bob Iger steps down from Disney. Is this a Me Too thing?
I don't know. Maybe.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
What's the Disney
Former
granddaughter?
Chairman of Disney Parks, Experiences, and Products, Bob Chapek, is going to assume the role of CEO, and that is effective immediately.
No,
wait, that's... I didn't hear anything about this. Not that
it just happened.
What is there a rumor? Is there anything? Brandon, what the hell is wrong with your ass? God.
I'm looking it up. I didn't see anything that Bob Iger had done.
Well, that maybe it's those powerful words by Disney's granddaughter, you know, when she was talking about the difference in pay.
Yeah.
What's her name?
I don't know. Apparently people said he's been planning on stepping down for a while.
I didn't know.
Maybe he's just like, you know what, I'm done with this Harry and Meghan Markle asking me for shit. I'm done. Apparently he's delayed his retirement 4 times in the past, so it looks like he just wants to be finished. Okay. He's 69 years old, after all.
That is weird how, you know, just immediately I went right there. What did he do? What did this guy do?
It's kind of sad, actually.
I know, it is. It's terrible.
But why is it effective immediately? It makes me feel like he did do something.
I thought they said he's staying till the end of the year.
Oh, really?
That's what the CNN story says. Wait, let's see. Bob Iger stepped down.
Oh, he stepped down from CEO.
He'll stay on through the end of his contract, December 31, 2021.
Listen to this bullshit. To focus on Disney's creative strategy through the remainder of his tenure. So basically, he's not going to run the company, but he's going to get paid to run.
Yeah, he'll occasionally call in and be like, "I kind of want to see a new show with Tim Allen in it." That'll be his input.
Okay.
Stock price is down since the announcement.
It's probably from the coronavirus, exactly. Not him. Oh, Donna Ratuno. Have you seen Harvey's attorney?
Yes, yeah.
Is she weird looking?
Kind of.
The nose, yeah.
Well,
she reminds me of somebody. I just can't put my finger on it.
I heard her yesterday say that she really believes that Harvey is innocent and that he's never had non-consensual sex with anyone. Well,
great lawyer. Does she,
you know why? You know what her proof was?
What?
The paycheck that he wrote to her.
Serious issue, Shalita. Donna Rotunda got a huge rack.
And a huge schnoz.
Yeah. But
she's all yours.
I hadn't seen that much of her relationship.
Giant rackage.
Who's that wiener?
But does this mean that she normally doesn't believe her clients? But in this case, she believes Harvey Weinstein. I mean, isn't that ridiculous to say? Give me a break. And by the way, no one believes him. She's the only one, and he pays her a shit ton of money.
That's why it's ridiculous, because everyone's like, wait, you really believe that he didn't do it, or are you just doing this for the pay? I would almost respect it if she said that.
I think she should say nothing of the sort. She should just say nothing. I mean, honestly, it's just
positively
stupid.
Now we know Donna Ratuno and who she is, and she'll be the go-to person for everybody in the Me Too.
She's the next Avenatti.
I don't know, something bugs
me. She should run for president. It's dumb.
For some reason, it bothers me when a guy like Harvey Weinstein, who's, you know, one of the worst people in the world, maybe the worst, and they go, well, I've got to have a woman be your attorney because if a woman would represent you, then she must think that you didn't rape anyone.
It's smart.
It's kind of stupid.
Except we know. We know why.
Once again, the jurors are supposed to know nothing about the case, so they're probably dumb enough to go, well, that lady didn't get raped by him. She still works for him.
Yeah.
Great lawyer.
Thomas Markle breaking his 2-day silence with some really powerful statements about his daughter, Meghan. As this story, I'm so ready for the media to start ignoring these people.
What? No.
Yeah, but I love Thomas Markle.
No, Thomas is fine. It's the other two. They're driving me nuts.
They caught up to him what looks like the outside of a
Walmart
or a Farmer Jack. Or a CBS.
He really let it all hang out. I mean, this is not an organized interview. I don't think he's paid for this either, and he likes to be paid.
Why'd he say anything? What an amateur.
He just wanted to break his silence,
I
think.
Give me a second. Great internet.
Well, breaking news. Harry has landed. He is back in England right now.
Who cares? What? Honestly, why are...
Listen. Hello, Mr. Markle. Thomas, sir. Do you believe Meghan has a right to use the word royal? Sir,
I'm very upset with Meghan and Harry right now. I don't think they have a right to use the word royal. I don't think they have a right to speak to the Queen the way they've spoken to her.
Amen.
I think it's an insult to the Queen and to the British people.
And she needs to go.
My daughter dumped me one day before she got married. She dumped my family.
Are they dating?
She's dumped Doria's family. She's dumped every family, and now she's dumping the British family.
Have a good day.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That's very sad.
Powerful.
Well, she did dump him. I mean, she can't even send him a Christmas card. Nothing.
No.
She can't contact her.
Wouldn't it be better if he said, she ghosted me? She ghosted the British people. This is an actual headline on Vanity Fair right now. Prince Harry is back in the UK. Don't worry, he's still rocking that West Coast casual look, even though he's in Edinburgh for the climate change speech.
Why does he need to be there? Why?
I don't know. I don't know. Why do we care that he's rocking the West Coast look?
And he's not. There's nothing royal about them. That's fake. Mm-hmm. That's all make-believe. She's not a princess. He's not a prince. He'll never be the king.
But I saw them get married on TV, Drew. It is true.
But that's what's so ridiculous. What, they had no idea what royalty was all about when they had their TV wedding. Yeah, we just didn't know what it was all about. We didn't know all these people would be watching us and taking our picture and stuff.
Did Harry not introduce them to this family before they got married?
I guess not. And now, I read a story today.
Can I just add a little more about this Edinburgh? Is it Edinburgh? Is that how you pronounce it?
Oh, Edinburgh? The climate change event?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
He's going to appear to host a summit for Travelist. So he's getting paid to be there. And he's set to unveil a new holiday scheme with a scoring system for eco-friendly travel. Which my first thought is, how do you get over there?
Yeah, why don't you stop flying everywhere? And then, because no one needs you to be there. No one needs, he's not needed anywhere. He's not an expert on anything. He was in the military, so he knows a little something. He was Diana's son, which is kind of interesting. Other than that, he's just a redheaded, abnormally pink, wienered kid of that horse trainer that Diana was banging.
He doesn't do anything.
He wants to bring more transparency around carbon emissions for individual flights and make holidays as eco-friendly as possible. Well, maybe it starts by not going over there.
Yeah, can't they? They can't communicate by conference call or something or conference FaceTime.
He has four flights in 11 days.
I'm sure he's paid off the carbon footprint.
Well, Elton John gets billed for it if he doesn't.
By the way, I looked into that a little bit. It's the biggest bullshit thing in the entire world. All that is, if you're rich, you can get away with saying it. That's it. That's all it is. Because the money.
So people don't pay it?
Do people not pay it?
I mean, I don't know.
You can't turn the clock back on something. When you take a private
jet.
You're
paying it forward.
It's silly.
He doesn't need to be anywhere, and neither does she. They're both very insignificant people who've achieved very little in their lives. Very little. So why? I saw today that their security costs have ballooned to $20 to $25 million a year.
Why?
Archie has to be protected, and they travel, and Archie doesn't always go, so you need people to
You! I'm not one for bullying kids, but when Archie gets into school, I hope the same people that bully Blue Ivy go bully him.
I endorse it. I highly endorse it. Seriously, they're not royalty anymore, and they're not. There's nothing big or important about them. So why would any fucking country, Canada and the UK, are going to share the... What?
I don't know.
Why? I think if they both said, fuck you, you're regular people now, you don't need security. They don't need security.
No.
I mean, think of all the important people in the world. Warren Buffett. Does Warren Buffett spend $25 million on security?
No.
I don't think
so. He drives himself to work and goes to McDonald's every day.
You know, I wonder, Mark Zuckerberg has a lot of security. Do you think he spends that much? Probably not.
Probably not, no. But he doesn't want people taking pictures of him picking up dog shit.
Yeah, and his security people drag this guy in like, you're under Zuckerberg arrest. Remember that?
Yes, I do. Yeah, we talked to
the guy.
Did you see the new Zuckerberg story, by the way, where they dried his armpits before the talk?
Oh, he blow dries his armpits?
Yeah, he has assistants. Because he wears gray shirts. Yeah, he doesn't want to look nervous.
Oh,
sweaty. Couldn't he just put on a new shirt? Wouldn't that be a lot
That would be,
quicker?
Yeah, it makes more sense. I saw Elon Musk out somewhere. I don't know if he's at a club or something. Anyway, there was no security with him whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And they were just talking about it might have been Star. They're just like us. And Elon Musk was at a grocery store or something. There was no one around him. Elon Musk versus Prince Harry versus Meghan Markle. Who needs the most security?
Oh, Elon.
So how much does he spend? And then divide it by 50, and they can have that.
Although, what if somebody kidnaps baby Archie and then...
Who cares? Well, I mean, other than I don't want a child kidnapped, but that kid is not no more special than any other fucking kid being kidnapped.
It starts an international incident.
No, they're not. They're not prince and princess, and that's not real anyway. And I am HRH Drew Lane as much as they are HRH Harry. I am.
I mean, they do have a little.
I'm
bit
every
of
bit as
history.
Much. But that's
wear your
fake.
Crown jewels and
it's
don't say in your
believe.
Pants.
It's pretend.
No,
it doesn't mean anything.
But it's they're mascots. It'd be like if
they're mascots, but they don't want to be mascots.
It's like when Minnie Hooper left the Pistons and he said, "I don't want to be Minnie Hooper anymore." And he left the Pistons family.
Pretty much. Yeah. Does he have security? I don't think so.
No, nobody's seen him since, or baby Minnie Hooper. Did you want to see the story that Channel 4 was rolling? I saw your.
Yeah, I did. It was a story about the guy who's a person of interest in six murders just recently, shooting himself. And then we can hopefully call the store and ask for Tammy.
Ready for 4898, we got movement. According to the
caller, he fits the description. The call came in Monday afternoon that suspected serial killer Kenyell Brown may have been in the area of the Oak Park-Detroit border, with U.S. Marshals and officers from both departments combing the area.
I need a lot of roll call. In District 6, they had eyes on the one wanted for multiple homicides here. They have shots fired over there.
But it wasn't until officers cornered him into a fenced area on Ridgedale that they were able to finally close in on the fugitive, and then one single gunshot.
One down. It was over here.
Brown had apparently turned the gun on himself in a botched suicide attempt. Originally, sources had told us he was dead, but it turns out that wasn't the case. He's alive, but in critical condition.
They do have suspect down. One down. I do still need units to head that way. Officer safety.
Suspect down.
God. I feel like I think I know who he's separated at birth with. Does he look a little bit like Amani Toomer? Former wide receiver.
I haven't seen Amani Toomer lately, but he basically looks like any black guy with a shaved head and a beard. He definitely thinks he's hot.
I suppose they all look the same to you.
What?
Nothing.
Well, he's got a shaved head and a beard. That's a pretty unique look.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, a mustache, maybe. Wow. The beard
is pretty racist, but correct.
How many guys have a beard with a shaved head?
James Harden? No. He's got hair, doesn't he?
I mean, Brandon, am I crazy? Are there that many guys with shaved heads and beards?
I know a few, personally.
Black guys? You don't know any black people.
Shut up.
Are there tons? I don't know. Maybe it's the new fashion. I don't know. He looks pretty normal to me. And Amani Toomer is not somebody I think of every day. So
I don't know why it popped in my head.
Yeah, I hope they get the best doctors in, too.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's okay. I like how
Harvey Weinstein
successfully murders six people, but when it comes to murdering himself, he fails.
Well, he's usually on the other side.
You really try that hard? And I would love to know if people who are in their early 20s or, I guess, early millennials... Gen Zers. Do they like Pete Davidson? Do they like his act? Because he really has a huge act going now, which is the act that I'm always a victim. People are mean to me. I'm mentally ill. Worry about me. Worry about me round the clock. And it's not just for us. It's for the people who are real in his life. He gives this interview with Charlemagne the God. He talks about Kaia Gerber, Cindy Crawford's daughter. You know, oh, well, she's really young. So, you know, I think she needs to focus on work. No, you were fucking nuttying out at her apartment, actually. Her parents show up. They're completely wigged out. They said you were trying to scratch your eyes out and you were down the street. I've never seen Cindy Crawford look so horrible in my life. I mean, she's like got no makeup on. She looks freaked out to all hell. And they says, yeah, she's young. I mean, you know, I'm great. I'm perfect for her, but she's too young. No, you're a fucking nutcase. And by the way, this whole business of making people sign waivers and they'll have to pay $1 million if they share one iota of your material. Who the fuck do you think you are? Are you kidding me? And this is a guy, he rags on the Saturday Night Live people. Oh, they treat me like I'm a big joke. I don't think I'm in on the joke. I'm just a big joke.
He is a big joke.
This is
he doesn't go to work half the time.
He misses shows because he's depressed. He shows up in PJs after saying he's suicidal. And by the way, you know, they have a show in a half an hour, and the big news is, oh my God, Pete Davidson's on the internet saying he doesn't want to be in this world. Oh! Isn't that a little distracting in a workplace? Isn't that a little yeah. much about you?
When everybody's there concerned about one person.
Yeah, and they're trying to do a fucking show, a live show. Then he announces he's going to rehab.
How about you, sweetheart?
He announces he's going to rehab on the show. It's real funny. It's so funny. I'm going to a place where you can't have shoelaces. And then, of course, he misses some shows because he's in rehab and he comes back. And for some reason, which I don't really know, they put up with it. But it sounds like the cast, no, it sounds like they don't like him because it's all about him. It's always about him. Isn't it really?
Yeah. Because he's the most important thing in his mind.
I mean,
even letting her go, he said it was about him because she shouldn't have to worry about some dude that has issues and shit. She should be enjoying her work. And then he says, I cry a lot. I get into deep conversations. I care about your shit. I like to meet your family. I like to know who you are. And some families are like, who the fuck are you? So I'm a lot for certain people. It's just how I was raised.
Yeah, you're high maintenance.
He is incredible.
She's an 18. She just turned 18. She shouldn't even fucking be with you, you idiot.
He's incredibly high maintenance.
And then he says, Louis C.K. tried to get him fired from SNL for smoking too much weed. Does anyone believe
that?
No,
that's not true.
You got a joke in your special, your Netflix special.
Yeah.
About, well, I don't even know if it's a joke, but it's about Louis C.K.
Yes, sir.
And he supposedly tried to get you fired from SNL for smoking too much weed.
Yes.
Was that a real story?
Yes. It's a true story. I don't want to like ruin the joke, but pretty much like he just like ratted me out to my boss.
Yeah.
It was so weird. I never really got over that.
Was it personally vindicating?
I think
for
so.
You to see his comedic downfall?
Oh my God. It was amazing. It was amazing. I imagine it's what like Ariana feels like now, like just watching me just tumble for 2 years. Just being like,
it is always about him.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure it's funny. Very vindicating. But yeah, that felt great. I loved it. That guy hasn't been nice to many people. So
really?
Yeah, he's not a nice guy. Well, the thing is, if something bad happens to someone and they're a nice guy, like people fucking don't stop talking to you, and your friends don't like it. He's doing shows in fucking Israel. He had to leave the country. You know what I mean?
No, I saw him in Detroit actually at the Royal Oak Music Theater.
Yeah.
Two sold out shows.
You know, but yeah, that dude's just a piece of shit.
Really?
Yeah, he's not a nice. Maybe he's changed. I don't know, but like he's not nice to young comics.
At one point, you wanted to get a tattoo.
Well, I believe that. Does that make him a piece of shit?
It's all about him. If he's not nice to him, then he's not nice.
The reason wasn't a good reason.
What was the reason?
Because you said that you got a Harry Potter tattoo, and then you say the next day, Alan Rickman, the guy who played Snape, died, and you got a Willy Wonka tattoo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I said I wanted to get a Louis tattoo because all those guys died after I got the tattoo.
Yeah, you said you got a Willy Wonka tattoo, then Gene Wilder died.
Yeah, but I said I'm going to get one with a Louis. Let's see what happens.
That's a good one. Well,
Louis C.K. went to Lorne Michaels and said, you've got to fire Pete Davidson. He smokes too much pot. Now, Louis C.K., I remember him hosting Saturday Night Live,
yeah.
Which, by the way, he was very funny.
Very, yeah.
He is extremely funny. And as far as he loves watching him tumble down, well, he's doing two sold-out shows in Phoenix right now.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to – I don't want to be Louis C.K.'s biggest defender. I know he fucked up big time. But –
still a great stand-up.
No, he is a great stand-up. Does he really not have any friends? Is that true?
Yeah, probably because he doesn't want any. I mean, he's very misanthropic. He's very cranky. He admits to that.
Well,
but he's also still friends with, you know, Chris Rock is a good friend of his. He still has a lot of good friends.
Oh, he's Norm MacDonald's friend because Norm got in trouble for saying that he was worried about him.
Made people cry, didn't he?
Yes, people. Jimmy Fallon's writers were crying because Norm was supposed to come in, and he had suggested that he would like to introduce Roseanne, a friend of his, to Louis C.K., a friend of his, because they could share their difficult position. So that made people cry for some reason.
Is he the big stand-up right now that's coming up? Is it Pete Davidson?
Well, I mean, he's going to have this big special, and he's going to get paid handsomely for it. He's also going to be in a lot of movies coming up. He's got the one with Judd Apatow where I think it's like the story of his life. There's a couple other movies, one that should be out. I'm drawing a blank on it. He's got a ton of stuff coming out right now. But with Louis C.K., I've heard Robert Schmeigel tell stories about Louis C.K. being a huge dick and yelling at people in the writing room.
Mm-hmm.
But what this story sounds like is, and it might just have been during that whole time that Louis hosted, that Pete was just being an idiot. He wasn't getting any work done. He was just stoned all the time.
The staff says he doesn't contribute much.
And so he kind of popped off and said, look at this idiot. He's fucking stoned all the time. He's not even doing any work.
Is Louis C.K. really a guy that would go to Lorne and say, you got to fire this guy, Lorne?
I wouldn't think so.
I'm just not aware of Louis C.K. sticking his nose in a lot of business.
Unless Lorne was picking his brain about people on the cast.
It just seems very odd. It seems very victim-like, which is the position that Pete Davidson likes the most, is victim. And when he doesn't like someone, they must have been mean to him and they must deserve everything that they have coming to them.
I don't know. Maybe he is going to be the next.
Maybe he's a worse guy. I don't know Louis C.K. Maybe he's a much worse guy than I think.
But isn't this the problem of knowing everything about everyone? Like, can I just enjoy the Louis I would see on the stage that made me laugh, the stories and the shows that he did? I mean, I know he beat off in front of people, and that's
this I know.
Terrible.
I sincerely doubt that Louis C.K. would speak publicly about Pete Davidson and all his foibles, which are many.
He wouldn't give a shit about
it. No, he wouldn't give a shit. But you're not allowed to talk about Pete Davidson's foibles because it hurts him. And he complains then that you've hurt him. Remember when Ariana Grande made a joke online and he had a shit fit and said, I don't want to be in this earth anymore.
Yeah, and then everybody had to get John Cryer on the beat.
Yeah. And he...
still my favorite part of that story.
He couldn't do... He left a show like 2 minutes in because someone made a joke about Ariana... Somebody's wearing an Ariana Grande t-shirt.
Oh! He was triggered!
And so then the guy running the comedy club went out and said, look, no Ariana Grande hecklers, no Kate Beckinsale hecklers or whatever. And he said, I said not to do that. I'm not doing the show. And he left and he wouldn't do the show.
Everybody just has to
He sounds like a sociopath to me. It's all about him.
You have to be on eggshells around him, too.
Well, get used to him because he's in the Jesus Rolls, which is the spinoff of The Big Lebowski. He's going to be starring in The King of Staten Island, The Suicide Squad, and Marmaduke. That's just films. He's also got a ton of TV.
Click on that one. Go back up.
I want you two to kiss.
I'm just saying, you're going to see a lot more of them, so maybe just get used to them.
I see a lot of them. I see more of them than I want to see of them.
What is The King of Staten Island? Is that the one based on his life?
Yeah. Oh, that's the one with Judd Apatow.
Okay, great.
Oh, it's based on Pete Davidson's life?
Yeah.
Why is there a life story about a 26-year-old?
He plays Scott, who has been a case of arrested development ever since his firefighter father died when he was 7. So, yes, it's essentially a story of himself.
Jesus Christ.
Good for him.
It's about poor Pete Davidson.
And his mom is played by Marissa Tomei.
Is it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
But it's got Bill Burr.
Oh, well, that's good.
And Steve Buscemi.
That's a bonus.
Is Bill Burr a guy that was really a box office draw at a movie, though?
Bill Burr?
What big
movie? No, but I like him.
No, I like him, too. I like him a lot. And I love Norm.
Well, he showed up in The Mandalorian.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. That was a weird role.
But clearly, in that movie, Pete Davidson has to carry
Pete Davidson vehicle.
But it's a Judd Apatow movie, so therefore, it's got a chance right away.
It probably has like 30 extra writers on it.
So did you guys see Ashley Graham has been sharing pictures of her breastfeeding?
Oh,
Ashley Graham
cool.
is the... she's the... Large-sized model? What's the word? Full-figured model.
Big-boned.
She's very huge.
She's also the 2017 winner of the Maz Beauty Bracket Challenge.
Oh, that's right.
You're right.
Yeah, Maz loves her.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's been sharing on her Instagram photos of herself breastfeeding, which, I don't really care. I don't follow her, so it really doesn't matter to me. But
big boob.
I couldn't help
but why.
I read the story about, I know, that's kind of what I said. Why I don't know why people do that.
She's sharing that because she wants to show, look what a great natural mother I am. Which, once again, why don't you formula feed it and put that on social media and see the reaction you get?
Why?
Because everyone talks about she's so brave.
Why don't you just be a good mom?
and
be happy about
it. You know what a better mom does? Not take pictures of herself.
Yeah, does that baby really want to see pictures of itself sucking your tit when it's 20?
Man, that's a big bottle, too. It looks like that baby is trying to get a drink out of a KFC bucket.
Wait. That is in a coffee shop.
Wait, who took that
picture? She just whips her huge tit out, which, you know, I don't care. And the kid is sucking on it, and she's just in a coffee shop. She's not. I guess it doesn't matter if you cover up anymore. Nobody cares.
No,
it seems like some people do care.
Well,
I don't care. I really don't care.
I see it frequently in public, and people have like the little smock thing over where you can't see.
Yeah, right. Well, isn't that appropriate? Because some, not me, but other people get weirded out by it.
It's not that people get weirded out, but it's natural for your eyes to kind of look at the titty. It just is.
Yes,
it's
like, what's going on
over there?
Excuse me,
and then you feel like a creep.
Yeah, when somebody breasts are very sexualized. So when somebody flops a nice boob out in a restaurant, there are guys who are going to go, oh, man. And they're going to get turned on, and they're going to want the baby to get the fuck out of the way.
I'll have what he's having.
They'll push the baby out of the way.
So now, I know in her case, you can only look at her and think, oh, my God, what a natural mother. She's so wonderful. She breastfeeds anywhere. She loves her baby more than anyone's ever loved a baby. And she got 788,000 likes with her breastfeeding picture, so she's got to be the best mom ever.
How
are
far?
You feed him with your boob?
How far into those comments is there going to be something about, like, get that baby out of the way? Or... Does she delete anything?
The comments are so positive. There's not a single negative one in there.
You know what's funny?
Can you read some comments?
A lot of them have blue check marks, too, which probably means they're celebrities.
Oh, what a little bear. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. This is all it is. Love you, mama.
Wait, baby. One said on there. All bees.
Motorboat. Yeah. I love this. Yeah.
Oh, so no negatives, of course.
None. Never. Not a single one.
It's very, wait, where's that at? It's very sad when you see women bashing another woman, feeding her baby. It's a baby eating, point blank. If you think anything other than a mother nursing her baby, you women need to seek some sort of therapy.
Got milk?
By sexualizing a mother and her infant. The fuck is wrong with you?
Well, Ashley Graham, doesn't she wear low-cut tops?
How much money
trying
has she
to sexualize
made?
Yeah. herself, yeah, as a model? I mean, yeah, isn't there that part?
Yeah.
I drank my mommy's booby juice till I was 12 years old. Like, huge breasts.
It's like if she videotaped the birth coming out of her vagina.
It's so natural. Yeah, why not? Why just do a live on Instagram? Whoa. Why not?
That's so wonderful and natural.
Did you see the one where she...
And she made a lot of money off that vagina.
Three people are working on her hair and her makeup, and she just flops her tit out, feeding the baby as they're working on her. It's like, that's isn't natural. That just a little weird?
Yeah.
Well, the new one has some people that are dissenting a little bit.
What?
Are you trying to be controversial for the sake of it? Big fan of yours, but come on, live your life.
Yeah, what? Are these professional photos?
And then they're yelling at it because she's having this child is sucking on her boobie, and she's texting. The kid's obviously not looking at her. It's probably got its eyes closed, but you should pay attention to your child when you feed him. It should be an intimate moment, and your mobile phone destroys it.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot for making me take Ashley Graham's side, lady. Knock it off. You know how boring it is?
Keep reading, Brandon.
Feed a baby.
I thought one of the main objectives of breastfeeding is to see him or her while he or she eats, building that bond. Get off your phone!
She probably feeds that baby 30 times a day. I hate
but she's
that
the best mom.
Her.
She's a better mom than anyone else, so she should be off her phone.
I get on my phone sometimes when I'm feeding Madeline with the bottle because her eyes are closed and she just doesn't care.
It's boring.
Yeah, it's like, are you going to do something? No? All right, then I'm going to check Facebook.
I mean, the first couple times, it's like, oh, wow.
Yeah, look how pretty she is.
Now it's like, oh my God, you're eating again?
Yeah.
Any more?
No.
Wait, go back up. Really? Go back up just a little bit.
I'm surprised. I can't believe some people aren't sick of seeing her feeding her fucking baby.
Well, down one a little bit. You will cherish these random photos taken of you and your little one. Random photos?
Someone else
took
the picture.
That's so planned.
Someone else took it. The picture's from 10 feet away. She has a professional photographer taking pictures of her flopping her tit out for her kid.
When you were a baby, she made you personalized titty cocktail.
I mean, people like the way your ass looks, right? So why doesn't she take a picture of her on the shitter?
Yeah, why not?
It's natural too.
I love how she had to show us.
Oh, what is that picture?
Whatever. I mean, it's her stretch.
Why doesn't she just take a crap and Cardi B did it?
And we all like Cardi B better for doing it, right?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Guess what, guys? I gotta take a fart.
I think we all like her better for saying take a fart.
Wait, hold on. There we go.
Gross. Shouldn't it be give a fart?
What's this take a fart?
Why is it
who says take a fart? Is that a, is
guess
that
what, guys? I gotta take a fart.
That sounds like an 8-bit fart.
Where, why is it take a shit? Why isn't it not leaf?
I don't know. Somebody, I think Carlin used to do a bit on that.
Did he really?
Yeah.
It's great. It's true, though. Take a fart.
Oh, God, is she annoying.
Maybe she doesn't know that fart can also be a verb. It's always a noun.
That, to me, that's the most amusing thing Cardi B's ever done. I actually.
Easily.
Did I see she just got arraigned again for assaulting some chick?
Really?
I think so. Maybe it was the same one. But, you know, she had. She and her husband, well, not
Offset.
Her. Yeah, he and some guys beat up this guy who was talking crap to her as she walked in somewhere or was leaving somewhere. And then she apparently attacked some girls at a strip club.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an old one, though. Yeah, not a new one.
I mean, it's like a year and a half ago. Yeah. I think maybe it's just coming to court. And then there's another one, and I can't remember exactly. Oh, she, didn't she, wasn't she trying to beat up Nicki Minaj? At some event with a shoe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Fashion Week thing.
Yeah.
At the moment.
By the way, Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. Oma.
They did a story on TMZ about Nicki Minaj being at Carnival.
Oh, yeah.
In this really stupid outfit because everybody dresses up. Mm-hmm. And her outfit, of course, is, has to be dumber than everyone else's. And Harvey said something like, yeah, is she with, you know, is her husband there? And the... What's her name? Rachel? Not Rachel.
Who?
Raquel. Raquel goes, oh, yeah, of course. And she calls him by his name. Yeah, he's there. Of course he is. He's with her all the time. You know, like, oh, this wonderful guy, the murderer slash rapist.
Yeah, yeah.
He's spent most of his adult life in prison for murder and rape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you're not allowed to be upset about that.
No.
You're not allowed to mind that.
But I'm sure Raquel had some thoughts about Louis C.K. beating off and
probably. Hey, did you know that the Hot Pockets heiress is getting
story.
5 months in prison for in the Operation Varsity Blues scandal?
Yeah, yeah, throw the book at her. I was more surprised that the heiress of the Hot Pockets was worth that much. Did you know, see how much
I
Hot Pockets
Hot
was
Pockets.
Sold for?
I love Hot Pockets. I still like them. I haven't seen them lately.
It sold in 2002. Did you see how for how much?
No.
$2.6 billion.
I believe it.
It's
Hot
crazy.
Pockets are everywhere. They're awesome.
Delicious.
I don't know. I okay.
She looks like she's eating a few Hot Pockets, by the way.
Very controversial. Oof. I think Hot Pockets are so fucking overrated.
I like them. I mean, just for a quick snack, I think they're pretty good.
They're all yours.
I'll take them.
Brandon?
No, I'm not big on them. I mean, don't get me wrong. I microwave things and eat them all the time, but...
Zoovs?
Hot Pockets,
yeah.
Well,
it's gamers. Over. Don't gamers love them? Don't they love
I always like them.
Hot Pockets
I mean,
and then...
Something quick.
But
Mountain
it's either
Code Red.
They go from frozen to like on fire. They're either just blazing hot, and then the corners are so
let them
frozen.
Cool off a little bit.
Suck. And why do you have
don't
to
know
put
how to just if you don't know how to heat them up? Don't blame Hot Pockets.
I'm not blind. I just think they're overrated. Everyone acts like they're the greatest thing ever.
I'm just looking at all these stupid stories about Harry. Oh my God! I just keep thinking. Okay, there's going to come a day, any day soon. And I keep flashing back to who's the Spice Girl that married the soccer player? Victoria.
Posh Spice?
Yeah.
Yes, Posh. Mm-hmm. When she and Beckham came
David
to America and they were going to take over America. And no, I don't think so. And he was a truly, truly great, great athlete. And she was in a band that sold a zillion records.
Mm-hmm.
So... Why would America just go wacko over this stupid couple? It doesn't make any sense. Plus, royalty. Fuck royalty. We have people worth 5 billion times as much as these people.
Yeah.
And their family.
The Kardashians.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the Kardashians going over there and trying to? Well, they already did, I guess. I guess they already.
Yeah, but they didn't take it. They remember they tied up Kim Kardashian.
What do you mean?
Oh, she got robbed.
She got robbed.
Yeah. Oh, in Paris. Yeah.
She took pictures of all her great jewels in the hotel room, and somebody robbed her.
Who was the last like British person or couple to come over here and take over?
John Oliver.
Okay, that's a good one. He's doing pretty
Piers
well.
Piers Morgan for a minute. Sharon Osbourne.
We kind of ran Piers off. Sharon Osbourne, but that's Ozzy
Russell
Osbourne.
Russell Brand.
Russell Brand. He didn't last too long.
No, what happened to Russell Brand?
He annoyed everybody. Ollie G, I guess.
No, I got to tell you, I do find Russell Brand really annoying.
But Michael Caine.
Am I the only one that's annoyed by him? Is that common?
Oh, boy.
I realize that he was...
I can take him in small doses.
I know he was being outrageous.
His book's really good because he did a lot of heroin.
Yeah.
Wrote about it.
Well, that's part of my problem with him now is that he's all about recovery and, you know, it's like, okay, so you want me to follow you everywhere when you're crazy and doing wild things and he was, you know, wasn't he taking baths with homeless people and crazy, stupid stuff? And now he's like, drug abuse is horrible and I'm in recovery and here's how it works and here's how long I've been... Like, you know, I'm really not that intrigued about hearing everything you go through. You're not that interesting to me.
I think he uses too many words to say stuff, too.
He
likes to use a lot of big words and a lot of qualifier words. And I don't know.
He's got a podcast that does pretty well.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how long it's
probably
been on.
Probably a half hour too long.
Probably.
He pontificates and goes off and...
You know, I was talking about Artie Lang yesterday, and Artie Lang is, it's funny how this works when you've been like Artie Lang has been for as long as Artie Lang has been Artie Lang. He missed a couple dates, stand-up dates, because he was sick. And so as soon as he says he's sick and he misses a couple dates and he hasn't had a podcast since February 7th, people start saying,
don't feel good.
What's going on with Artie Lang?
Well, that's natural, right?
I mean, yeah, I think it is.
Has been a disaster.
Well, he's also canceled lots of things including podcasts, because he was, you know.
Should we call him, make sure he's feeling okay?
I want to call him when he comes to town, because he's coming to town.
Yeah.
And I'm always interested in Artie, but.
I just think he hasn't been doing his show is because he's on the road.
Well, that's the first time he has done a show in, I mean, first he was doing them every day, then he's doing one a week, and now he's missed a couple weeks, and people notice the missing shows, podcasts, and put two and two together and go, hey, something's up with Artie Lang.
The last time we talked to him, though, he had subscribers, like paid subscribers. That's how he released his show. So I wonder how that business model turns out when you're not cranking out content.
He's not doing that anymore. He has advertisers now.
Okay.
How many times has he faded from whatever show he was doing?
Good question. I want to say like four times.
Well, when he did Nick and
Artie.
This
is a new show. This is Artie Lang's halfway house.
So what else did he do before that? Didn't he?
He had one with Anthony Kamiya.
Yeah.
He had his paid model. And I think he had another one,
he had the one
somewhere
that,
in there.
That Pete Holmes was on when they did the Pete Holmes show.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Nick and Artie show, which I really liked that show. I thought that was a good show.
The one on satellite.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he faded from that in no time. So, I mean, my feeling was, is he overbooking shows? Should he just not do so many? Why does he always have to? I like him. I respect the fact that he wants to work.
I bet
it just seems
he
like
has
it's...
to work. Not because he needs the money, but to stay active so he doesn't do other things.
Well, he recently posted a
Your
photo.
Your new
of
nose looks great.
A picture of himself.
Who's that chick?
He just a couple days ago.
He just celebrated a year of sobriety, and
good for him.
You know, I'm happy for him. I'm rooting for him by all means. And I felt really bad that I even said something yesterday. But then today I thought, okay, what is going on with Artie? And I looked it up, and of course, people are gossiping because he says he's sick.
Yeah.
But he says, look, I'm really sick. I really am sick, and therefore I'm canceling these shows, and I'll be back.
Good.
And he's got, I love that drop. He's got some shows coming up that he's plugging now.
And he did do a show on Saturday and said, hey, awesome crowd and energy. Seems like a lot of people on social media have been waiting for the other shoe to drop these past 2 weeks.
Yes, they have. No, he's right.
But
he's
keep waiting.
Right.
For everyone else, thanks for the support. I love you.
Good for him.
Hey, should we call that bookstore?
Yeah, Tammy.
Yeah, it's time. It is time.
What was the manager's name?
Tammy, right?
Tammy.
Man.
And this place is more sensitive. They have females working there, and so I think most of their titles are more romantic.
Oh, so you think it's one of those?
The usual fare.
Yeah. The women forward pornography. I think this calls for, we didn't do the crystal porn alert.
Oh, shit. There's not porn coming up. I mean, always can overuse it, but. Come on, Tammy. She said six. You can't shut down. Don't tell me they're not answering the phone because of this dude.
Hey, man. Got a big box of porn for you.
She probably warned him we were going to call.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. Oh, well.
I am dreaming about doing porn.
I don't think she's going to tell us shit anyway.
I waited too long for this.
Too long for what?
I'm not giving up.
Oh.
I got one more.
Okay.
Wait, another one?
I know how to disguise my number.
What?
Oh, really? Well, don't call right away because they'll think it's us.
What are you up to over there?
Hello. Free porn.
Oh, what's going on here? I just think you don't think it's us.
What was that thing Clark used to use all the time? So,
oh, slide dials?
Good evening and some ideas.
Hi, is Tammy there, please?
This is.
Tammy, hey, this is the Drew and Mike Show, and we were calling for information on the suspected murderer, Kenyell Brown, and I know he's in the store earlier today when the police located him.
Yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Okay.
Yep, that all happened yesterday.
Did one of your employees pass along that tip to police?
Yeah, it was my janitor who identified it.
Your janitor?
Yep.
Wow, that's fantastic. And he had seen the story on TV, or was he just really up on the story?
He had the story on his cell phone and a picture, and the guy had been in here a couple times before. Never really caused any problems in here before, using some drugs. Getting kicked out, but never caused any problems with any customers or anything.
What did he? Did he like the booths? Is that what his?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So people go back in those booths, and you have to kick them out for doing drugs.
Rarely, but it happens. Yeah, just like anything.
No, sure. No, I understand. I'm not passing judgment. I just thought it was fantastic that somebody at your place identified him. That's so cool.
Yeah. Yep.
I demand that the news have this guy out there so he can be honored.
He should get the key to the city.
Well, something. I mean, he did call him out. They caught the guy because of him.
Yeah. Well, I'm got a couple of customers in here right now. I apologize. I'm going to get off of the phone.
Can we talk to the janitor, please?
Yeah, is the janitor there?
He's not here at the moment.
Okay. Can you just tell us what the hottest thing at the store is right now? What book or title, or is there anything in particular you guys have on sale?
Today is a token Tuesday. Today is a men's day. Every Tuesday, men get 20% off everything.
What?
Oh, wow.
What time do you close?
We close at 10 o'clock.
I'll be down
there.
Nice.
Okay. Thanks, Tammy.
Thanks,
You're
Tammy.
Welcome.
Bye.
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 All right, and Tammy hangs up on the...
I bet it's filled to the brim with dildos.
That's Tammy on the Hall Financial Hotline revealing that the janitor...
What an in-touch janitor, man.
He's got a picture of him on his phone. He's walking around with a picture guy looking at everybody that comes in.
You know
what
the janitor cleans up around there.
Yeah, I know.
And all I can think of is that is one cell phone I would not borrow no matter what dire situation I'm in. Because, you know, he does a little cleaning up and gets on his phone. Does
water
a little cleaning up.
Water squirt emoji, water squirt emoji, water squirt emoji.
Shouldn't he be honored by the city?
Yes.
Shouldn't he get a reward? Isn't there going to be a reward?
And he should have his mop with him.
What was the reward?
There was a reward. There was a $10,000 reward.
I want that janitor to get $10,000 cash.
With his mop.
Should we call Tammy back and tell her that there's a reward? I wonder if she knows. I wonder if he knows.
And, sir, what do you do for a living? I'm a custodian. And where do you work, sir? Where are you custodian at? A little bookstore on 8 Mile.
Can we see what Rod Maloney's talking about? Somebody, I don't know what the story's about, but it looked juicy.
Judge David Parrott's legal problems continue to mount. Today, he appeared in a Northern Michigan courtroom for a bond hearing after his arrest 2 weeks ago in a domestic dispute in his Van Buren Township home. But tonight, Local 4's Rod Maloney has the video of the judge's original arrest for DUI up north. Rod.
We're showing you this daylight video because it is the area where the sheriff's department up north says Judge David Parrott's SUV went flying into the snow. The body cam video we're about to show you is nighttime video, so we wanted to give you the perspective that the road kind of makes a left-hand turn, and the SUV went straight into the field. It was a tow truck operator who could not get the judge's vehicle out of the snow that brought the sheriff's department into the scene in the first place.
So, nothing to drink tonight at all?
No.
All right, very good. I'm going to run through some quick sobriety tests, make sure we're good. Turn to face me.
Christmas night, 2018, Judge David Parrott greets the officer calmly, and in his first test, he starts talking and then moves his head.
Horizontal gaze, not stable.
Yep, it only works so if you keep your head straight. Yep.
Which prompts the officer to move right to the breathalyzer. And at that, the judge found himself surprised.
Okay, so you're a .10. So you have had some drink.
You need a beat!
He did realize he was in big trouble and makes the first of a half a dozen attempts to make this problem disappear.
Boys, do you know who I am?
I understand that, sir. What's that?
Anything we can do?
Not at all.
It's a very sheepish request for,
you know, you can barely hear him. Let it go. Let's see what else he said.
At this point, the officer snaps the cuffs on the judge, puts him in the cruiser, and then surprises the judge once again.
I'm going to go for a blood test, all right?
Blood test?
Absolutely.
What?
Can I do a breath?
No. What's that?
I haven't refused.
Oh, I know you haven't refused. But, you know, as law enforcement officer, I have the right to request the test, and I go with blood.
I'm definitely afraid of needles. Can I do a breath?
No, sir. I'm going to do blood.
Oh, what a great line. The judge says, I'm definitely afraid of needles. Can I do a breath?
Do you know who I am?
Why? You know, the judge teaches us a little bit about how to weasel out of a DUI. Because when he says, you know, I'm definitely afraid of needles, and he says, okay. And he goes, well, no. Then he goes to court and says, you don't have a blood test. You can't say it's a .10 for sure. What's the margin of error, right?
Too bad the officer said, nope, I'm doing blood.
I didn't know you absolutely had to do blood if they told you to do blood.
I think they have to verify that you're blood
definitely afraid of needles. Was he just pulling out really quick?
See if he says anything else.
I'm backing up a
little
tad
bit. I learned how to get out of this. Oh, I know you haven't refused, but you know, as law enforcement officer, I have the right to request the test, and I go with blood.
I'm definitely afraid of needles. Can I do a breath?
No, sir. I'm going to do blood.
Huh. While this was considered a misdemeanor, the entire process has been appealed to a higher court, which is why this has taken so long to come to light. Now, today, the judge's bond for the incident here in Van Buren Township ended up reviewed by the Manistee judge, and it turns out the judge Parrott has to take 4 breath tests a day and submit those results to the judge here. Well, the judge in Manistee wants to see those daily results as well as part of an adjustment to the judge's bond. Reporting live, Rod Maloney.
What?
Okay, Rod.
What do you mean he's appealing? Appealing what?
I guess maybe doing all those breath tests. Yeah.
Sounds like there's a problem.
Has there been other issues with this judge before?
So this guy's got domestic violence, DUI, and he's still the judge.
Yeah. Well, you know, he can judge other people, not himself. Actually, he's got very poor judgment.
What about all his DUI cases? Since he was really pulling a fast one there.
Yeah.
This is kangaroo court, sir.
And
I'm terrified of needles.
That's a good line.
It's a really good line. No, now, he's hurt them all.
Now he's got to live that, though, his rest of his life. He's got to pretend that he's terrified of needles.
And wow, was a good move.
I hope he overdoes it. Like if anybody pulls on a needle. Ah!
What a frightened weasel.
Pretty good. What a terrible Christmas he had.
He was caught. I'm very proud to say we caught him.
I wonder if he was charged with the missing the turn and driving into the field.
Should be.
Yeah. When was this recorded?
What about this? Anything we do about this?
because they
know about this?
Isn't that a public official trying to weasel his way out?
Yeah, is weaseling illegal?
They did release the audio of the crash.
So. They did, oh.
I can't stop! Help! There's a cliff! Oh my God, we're burning alive! No, I can't feel my legs! In comes a meat wagon! And the medic gets out and says, oh my God. New guy's in the corner puking his guts out.
Calm down, it's okay.
I listened to the full testimony of Judge Brennan.
Oh, yeah.
Who lied and didn't disclose some things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
she had an affair with a detective.
Right.
Oops. And oversaw some of the cases.
The sentencing. Oh, my God. She just went on.
She's kind of.
Poor Judge Brennan. Oh, I've been through this. I've been through that. My family's been through so much. It was like all about her. Very little apologizing to anyone else. It was all about what she's been through. And oh, my God.
What about you, sweetheart?
My life's been turned upside down.
Because of something she did. I hate that.
I know. Like Kareem Hunt. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not in the Super Bowl with the Chiefs.
Yeah, because of something you did.
Kareem Hunt, I'm amazed at that little piece of video.
Yeah.
What? No action on that? Really?
I guess not.
Yeah. I haven't heard much about it in the last few weeks.
NFL had other things to deal with.
Well. Like
count all the money they made from this great year.
Yeah, the Browns are going to give him they plan to tender Kareem Hunt, whatever that means.
I can't believe the guy wasn't kicked out of the league for more than 8 games. After all, I mean, that complete BS story, including calling someone a racist and saying they called him the N-word, a female who he was trying to beat up.
Yeah. Free speech.
And then, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. It's like, no, you're not. You called her a racist for months. Yeah. You blamed it all on her. And then he's on his zero tolerance. And remember, they had to call the cops because he got in a squabble at a bar.
He was. Now, was he ever charged with that in that case?
The bar thing?
No, the first one.
No, I don't think he was charged with anything.
So doesn't that kind of help his case when the
NFL? No, because we have a video of him beating the girl up
and
kicking her when she's on the ground. I mean,
they didn't seem to mind when it was the Ray Rice situation.
No, I mean, that's why he got 8 games.
And then he got special treatment when he had all that pot in his car.
Hey, that cop was a big Browns
fan. That's what I mean. I can't fucking believe that guy has no learning curve, no sorrow.
he really doesn't.
Remember, he was taking all those classes, and he was learning all about, you know, how to be a good person. And then turns out, oh, I guess it didn't work.
Yes. Whatever happened to that officer that let him go? He didn't even have to say, is there anything we can do?
You know,
I forgot he had to go.
He had the officer basically kissing his ass, going, oh, it's going to be okay.
That didn't work out well, didn't it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
Hey, he still wrote him a ticket for speeding.
Yeah, but he could have given him possession of pot.
Yeah, but come on. And why would you want to do that these days? Why would you want to give someone a possession of marijuana?
Well, he had alcohol in the car. Okay, skip the pot. And, you know, I'm not rooting for this guy to get charged all the time, but he told us.
Sounds like it. You want to bust him for a joint.
No. He says, I've learned so much. I did this, and I'll never do it again. And
that didn't work out well, did it?
No,
he
had open, was it vodka bottle or something in the car? And he said, what, you can't have a bottle in the car? Like, really? You don't know that? Really?
Well,
it was way in the back.
I see what you're saying, Brandon, but he hasn't learned a thing.
Nothing.
He should be on his. Wouldn't you be on your best behavior if you did all the things? Which is kind of funny thing of Brandon doing.
Yeah, I was on. I was on my best behavior after my first MIP. I only got 2 more after that. Well, this
did
guy
you go to the same class as Kareem Hunt.
Not only that, why is he getting into a bar fight? It's like, dude,
why is he going to a bar?
No, that's what I said. What the fuck is he doing in a bar? He learned nothing.
You've said this before, and it's really weird to me when people get away with stuff instead of going, I dodged a bullet. They're like Player Dave. They feel emboldened and they double down. That blows my mind.
It really is weird.
I dodged a bullet there.
Like if you dodge a bullet, you should stay away from bullets.
I know. I assume people will, too. I was like, oh, man, that guy really got away with something. He's never going to do anything like that again.
I agree. And I don't understand it.
Like O.J. When O.J. was found not guilty, he murders, just slices two people's heads off. And somehow he's found not guilty, and he sees...
Allegedly!
He sees Nicole's sister on TV talking about, you know, what a bad guy he is. And he just calls and goes, yeah, well, you just wanted to fuck me!
I'm just saying.
He can't let anything go. The whole world lets go the fact that he sliced two people's heads off, but he can't let anything go.
You've just been juiced.
And then he goes down to Florida and then deals in ecstasy. And,
oh, and road rage.
Direct TV cards. Juice. I can't lay low. I got too much excitement.
I've been doing drugs for 2 days with people.
This guy stole my murdering suit. It's worth a lot of money on the auction mart.
You're going into a rehab.
He did. He had his murdering suit.
His
not guilty suit, whatever it was.
Yeah, the murdering suit got dumped by Kardashian.
Yeah, the murdering shoes.
Oh, the acquittal suit. The one he was wearing.
Yeah, you're talking about the acquittal suit. Yeah. Right.
That guy gotten a hold of. And he's selling all this shit because he killed two people. He's signing stuff in jail.
I want to get at least $500 for these jerseys. Whatever happened to the murdering gloves? The one that he tried on? Are those...
No.
They're too small!
What? You're not even supposed to speak.
What a great actor that guy was, man. Let's get him in a movie again.
That was so fake. And he didn't take his medicine for a month, so his hands would swell up.
It's kind of, it's kind of brilliant. I mean, that's why it's the dream team, right?
But that's not the truth. I thought we wanted the truth.
The truth doesn't matter.
You must acquit.
What world do you live in where you think the truth matters about anything?
I know.
You can't handle the truth.
It's so naive of me to want it to be real when somebody's in court and they're brought up on charges. And, you know, maybe it's watching too much true crime and seeing all these people that get away with so many things for so long before they're able to uncover that final witness or that final piece of evidence or DNA. I saw the weirdest
story. If the truth got in the way of things, Drew, you wouldn't have great things like this.
Hey, fantasy world, yours truly. Well, all the talk today is about going to 17 games. My friends asked my opinion, and I said, I'm mixed as a fantasy player.
Who are these assholes? They go, hey, the NFL's going to 17 games. Hey, Juice, what do you think about the NFL going to 17 games?
Today, I like the extra game. But as a ex-player, I don't. I think it's going to shorten players' careers. We only played 14 games most of my career, and we were the forerunners to all this mental CTE stuff, not to mention other infirmities
mental
like
the forerunners.
Artificial hips and replaced knees, something that I have. I think the owners are kind of playing three-card Monte with the players when they say that we're going to cancel 12 padded practices as if that's going to counteract a game. No, it won't. Practice is not a game. If they really cared about the players' health, they would cancel 12 padded practices and not add a game. But I guess there's too much money there. So they're going to try to get that money. As
how
far
many
as
followers
the players striking to...
Where's that followers? Had to go up for it.
He had like 700,000,
800,000. Oh, 926,000.
Including you and me. Yes,
I love
absolutely.
The idea. He's laughing at the NFL because they only care about money. if you know,
NFL players can't strike. It's too many players. It's too much going on. I saw a guy on TV say that in '87 when they struck that all the millionaires
he thinks
went
he's
in.
A commentator
so all the foot
now.
Well, that's what he's trying to do.
To follow. Well.
I think NBC is going to hire me back.
In the 70s when I played because
the XFL should hire
me. Lewis could be on the same show.
Say, you make enough money.
How badass would that be?
I don't make enough money to strike.
Hilarious
so
juice.
They were going to go in. So I don't see where the players are going to ever get it together in that respect. So either this year or next year, look for a 17-game season. I'm just saying. Take care.
All right.
I found the bloody gloves. I found out where they are.
Oh, cool. Where?
They are in a briefcase at the DA's office in L.A.
Why?
So they're just in a evidence room. That's all they are.
And this is the guy who doesn't care about money, by the way, who's in jail going, I murdered two people. My jersey's got to be worth $600 now. Let me sign that. Sign that. Here, just bring the numbers in. I'll sign the numbers. You can sign back on the jersey. No, he doesn't care about money.
He had to take care of his kids, Drew.
Do you know who has the white Bronco?
It's been moved around a bunch of times, hasn't it? The white Bronco?
Yeah.
It's at his former agent Mike Gilbert's home.
Wasn't he trying to sell it, though?
Oh, he's been offered as much as $300,000 for it, but he will not sell it.
Why even?
Instead, he says he'll give it to a crime museum in Tennessee.
No, he won't.
Shut up. Who cares? It's just a fucking Bronco.
Okay, if there was a studio show, say on, I don't know what network would carry it, with Ray Lewis and Ray Rice and O.J. Simpson for the NFL, wouldn't you watch it?
I might, yeah. I would. I mean, check it out.
I'm part of the problem. I would watch it. I think it'd be hilarious.
I'm just saying.
I think maybe get some murderer to host it.
You know, that made me think of something. I was watching. Stop me if I told this story, because I think I was starting to tell it, and I can't remember if I finished the story or if we were. I don't feel like I told it on the show. This guy is. He's a huge asshole. He takes steroids. He's in high school. He's like 18 years old. Yeah, a guy, I know. And he's doing roids, and he's just kind of a troublemaker, and he finishes high school, and he's just a piece of shit, robbing houses and stuff, and he's got a roommate, and that guy's in trouble for various things, too. And anyway, I shouldn't have started with him. I should have started with the girl, because she's going to end up dead. She, on Valentine's Day, her boyfriend visits her, different guy. Mm-hmm. And they have a nice time at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Her mother says, it's time for him to go home. And so she sends him home. And then they exchange texts. She's saying, oh, I miss you already. I'm sorry I had to leave and blah, blah, blah. And happy Valentine's. And it's all nice and all good.
Okay.
The next morning, the mom leaves to go shopping. She comes back and her daughter is in the back of the house, flat on her face with 3 gunshots in her head.
Whoa.
Yeah. And they're like, okay, what's up with the boyfriend? And, you know, these texts are all friendly. There's nothing going on there. So they're trying to figure out who in the... I mean, it's just really totally mystified. And then someone says, oh, well, this guy, he has a kind of a thing with her, and he does steroids. He's kind of crazy. And, you know, he lives with this other guy who gets in trouble all the time. And so they check him out, and his roommate eventually confesses that, well, I dropped him off near her house that morning, and his mom says, well, he called me from Winn-Dixie around noon and asked me to pick him up there. I don't know how he got there or what he was doing there, and the Winn-Dixie was near the house where the girl was murdered. So they figure out that, oh, okay, he stalked the house. There were some woods there. He stayed in the woods, saw the mother leave, went in the house, and shot the girl in the head.
And this is the... roommate of the boyfriend? How does
this is no? This is the steroid shooting guy. And what happened was he was into this girl who was best friends with the girl he shot. The girl he shot was telling her he's a bad guy.
So he proved that he's not a bad guy
by shooting her 3 times in the head.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, he was right about that. He certainly turned out to be right.
An asshole.
So here's the best part. They have him in jail for, I think it was a probation violation or something. They're getting ready to charge him with the murder. Yeah. They know he did it. And they're walking him in to interview him. We want to talk to you about this girl. And he knows he fucking did it. Anyway, he walks in, and there's a monitor in the room because there's cameras. Yeah. And he sees himself on the monitor, and he pulls his sleeve up and flexes.
What an asshole.
And flexes again. And he's admiring his fucking muscle. He's about biceps. To be.
Well, when you're that
he's about
huge,
to be interviewed
man.
About a murder.
Well, yeah, he's still got to look good.
56 inch pecs, man.
That was so weird.
How did they catch him?
Was.
Like, I mean, I know you said that.
The roommate dropping him off. And then.
But why were they even looking at this guy to begin with?
Because someone said. He had a problem with her. He's the only one. Everyone loved this girl. Yeah. And they figured out that he was dating one of her friends, and she kept influencing her friend. You got to get rid of him. He's bad news. And so he was mad at her.
Did you see Dateline on, I think it was Thursday or Friday, with the girl that was killed? She got in an argument at a party with her boyfriend. Did you guys talk about that?
No, I only saw the first half where, you know, they're suspecting the boyfriend. But then I didn't see the second half, so I didn't know who did it.
So her name's Katie, and this is where Katie's Law comes from. But she had a boyfriend, and they're at a party, and it's late. This is in New Mexico, Las Cruces, wherever one of the universities is there. And They get in an argument because he was making out with some chick.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
so she leaves and then ends up dead.
No, he had just given her a promise ring or an engagement ring, wasn't it?
It wasn't an engagement ring.
He makes out with his friend's sister.
Yeah, because,
and she walks in on him.
When he's drunk, he makes mistakes,
and he says that. He's like, yeah, when I'm drunk, I'm not very faithful.
Serious Sister Shell thought he overused sir while being interviewed by the cop. But everybody at the party gave DNA. He refused. There's something else he refused to do. He lawyered up.
He didn't go to the funeral.
Well, they asked him not to.
Oh,
yeah. And they tried to
catch
him.
He didn't help look for her either when she was missing.
No. Well, they knew that she was dead. I mean, they found the body pretty quick, I think. So he wouldn't do any of this.
Surprisingly quick, because that body was dumped in a very remote area.
And there happened to be people out there. What were they doing? Skeet shooting or something?
Yes.
Dumb.
I know, hunters always come up on it. It's impossible to get rid of a body. There's always some hunter or fisher is going to fucking find it.
That's funny. Those anti-hunting people need to realize that, too.
Yeah, they solve a lot of crimes.
Exactly. So, but this dick who wouldn't give his DNA just held everything up. And, the police are like, well, he won't give his DNA. We're focused on him. They even trailed him to try and catch, like, a pop bottle.
No, that was really cool.
And they couldn't.
But then they took her sheets because he said, yeah, I nailed her a couple nights before that. So they took the sheets. They got DNA off the sheets, male DNA. His didn't match.
Yeah.
So they knew it wasn't him.
So then, like, can you please give us your DNA now?
Can you please stop acting like such a strong suspect?
Yeah, I thought that was really, really weird that he wouldn't. He's totally innocent. Turns out he didn't do it, and it was a random attack. It was a guy driving who was on cocaine.
Random. Yeah.
And it's a crime of opportunity?
Yeah, she was wandering in the street. She was hammered, and he was like, can I give you a ride home? And she's like, no, I'm up here. And then he convinced – oh, no, and so then he drove by and came back, circled back, just wanted to see what she was doing, and he saw her trying to climb into the window of her own house. He attacked her, raped her, and decided he had to kill her.
Yeah, because she left. She saw her boyfriend making out with his friend's sister. She just bolted. She left her purse, her phone, which nobody does.
They always left her car.
Nobody leaves their phone in their purse. She lived a couple blocks away. So she gets there. She's got no keys to get in, no nothing, no phone. So she's trying to kind of break into her house. Yeah. And that's when the guy sees her.
Gabriel Avila.
And so it turns out.
But the guy that made out with the boyfriend said he didn't feel a bit guilty. It's like, I get drunk. I just want to suck face with hot chicks. I don't care. Forget about being loyal.
That was really weird.
It was weird. And he was so just flip about it. Like, I got drunk and she looked hot and fuck her. I've nailed her before.
And her roommate said something in that Dateline. I was just like, that's a weird thing to celebrate. And she was very happy that it wasn't him because she didn't think it was him. I'm like, what? So you're making this all about yourself? A big I told you so to all your friends?
And it's like Pete is so glad.
You, sweetheart.
Pete Davidson is so glad Louis C.K. beat off in front of those girls.
Yeah, she's still dead.
Wouldn't it have been nicer if Louis C.K. hadn't beat off in front of those girls, though? Yeah, I mean, do you really have to celebrate that?
It'd be better if she was. But I guess there was no law where they could take DNA from a person accused of a violent crime. Is that what it was? They can fingerprint them, but they couldn't take DNA. So credit to her family. They've got it passed in 31 states where violent crime, you get your DNA taken.
Yeah. That was the weirdest case. That was really weird.
It's just random. He probably would have gotten away with it if he didn't try to attack the other two women who once again, so there were two other girls that were in their apartment and this guy would just be peeking through their window and unlocking their gate, doing all these things, and they kept complaining to the apartment complex and to anybody they could complain to. They're like, he's not doing anything.
No, nobody's a threat. Nobody's ever a threat.
Does he talk to you? Nah, he's allowed to peek in your window. That's totally cool. Well,
he's been stalking me for 3 years since we broke up and, you know, doing this and doing that, and he shows up everywhere, but no, he hasn't killed me yet.
So this guy breaks into their house, and the one girl just woke up, sensed that he was in the house, peeked, he was there, ran into her roommate's room.
No, that was so wild.
Freaky, man.
Oh, nice getting the roommate involved. Then they locked themselves in the bathroom.
What if the roommate, like, pushed her out and locked the door behind? So just
don't bring me into this.
This is your problem, honey.
So, Brandon, did you see The Bachelor last night?
I did.
The Bachelor was hilarious because The Bachelor goes into the final three. He's got two young, gorgeous girls, Hannah Ann and Madison.
Mm-hmm.
Madison is a virgin. She's very tight with God. She's not having sex before marriage. And he's got Hannah Ann, who says, hey, if you nail the other chicks in the fantasy suite, I get it. I'm still here for you.
Nice.
Yeah, she literally pretty much, yeah, she said that.
Nice. And then he has, is it Virginia?
Victoria.
Victoria, who's like.
The pain in the ass.
Yeah, but she knows.
She's hot.
You nail me, and you're going to pick me. So I don't give a shit about anything else
nice.
Either.
Nice. Good for her.
She's so hot. She's right. Smoking hot. Oh, my gosh, she high maintenance. Huge nice. Pain in the ass. Never got the hometown visit because she was so high maintenance, and they got in this fight, and she's like, fuck the hometown. He's get
like,
out of here.
He's like, I think it's like a perfect relationship, except we don't communicate.
Nice.
No, it's such a total joke. And then he picks her anyway for the final three. Couldn't manage to meet her parents because they got in this huge fight. And they always fight because she just complains constantly.
When there's four chicks and you need to narrow it down to three, you narrow it down to the three you want to have sex with.
It does seem to work that way. So the girl who
don't
is so...
Go.
Oh, God, the end is hilarious. And they showed the mom's highlight, too. Bring her home!
Don't let her go!
Why is he standing in the outback just pensively looking into the void?
They need a good background for him crying.
His heart's broken.
Why is he crying?
Because, okay, here's the deal. Pause that.
Calm down. It's okay.
The Jesus-loving girl, who, by the way, I think... Madison. Would be a huge pain in the ass.
Madison, are you serious?
I think so.
Well, you're always going to come second to Jesus.
You are. And to her dad, too. She has a fucking promise ring from her dad.
I don't know, man.
I promise I'm not going to fuck anybody but you, dad. I mean, nobody, dad.
Wait, seriously?
Yes.
A purity ring.
Didn't Jessica Simpson have one of those? Or
the Jonas Brothers did.
It worked. Meanwhile, yeah. He was out banging dudes.
So, right, exactly.
Wait. Her dad gave her a promise ring.
I think that's weird, how it works.
Man.
That here's your ring. Now, don't you fuck anyone.
That's
no cock for you.
The director of operations.
I'm your official cock blocker.
Basketball team.
Oh, that dude.
Yes.
Oh, this is so bizarre. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I just got really.
Understand.
I don't know. I think completely opposite. She is so smoking hot. That when she can finally ride that pogo stick, she's going to do some crazy things.
Oh,
in
I think so, too. I think so, too. But she's going to feel bad about it afterwards because she's going to think Jesus might not like it.
No.
And she's going to be thinking of her dad.
No way.
I don't know. I like her.
Dad.
Well, she's got the promise ring. She promised him. She's going to feel really shitty afterwards. So anyway, she's really nice, though. But she says,
she's
look,
beautiful.
You know, I'm a virgin. And then realizes fantasy suite's coming up. You know, don't bang those chicks because I'm not going to be with you. If you're with two chicks the week we get engaged, that's not going to work.
Once again, she's never seen this show.
Apparently
not.
Okay. No, apparently she's never seen the show.
She didn't watch him nail Hannah B. last year
four times in the windmill. So he goes, he has her bat sloppy thirds after Victoria and Hannah Ann.
But it's also worth noting that in years past, every single year, every single season, they never put the three finalists together in the same place during the
fantasy.
No,
they were trying to stir up shit.
They did
really?
This on purpose.
Yeah, so this girl, the Jesus-loving girl, she has, and I'm not saying the other girls don't love Jesus. She just is very vocal about it.
Her name's Madison.
Madison has to see the other two girls come back in the morning after staying in the fantasy suite. So then she's number three. She's out to dinner with him, and she's like,
oh, they are gonna bone. I can feel it.
And she keeps, first of all, it's the only thing she'll talk about. There's not, I mean, I don't know. I just find her, she's a little bit boring. But she's going, I don't want you to nail these chicks and then be with me.
She bring up her dad in that conversation, too?
I promised my dad I wouldn't fuck.
That's
so this is kind of bullshit.
Ugh.
So anyway, you can tell his face is getting more and more bummed as the conversation is going on. Just, he looks so bummed out. And so finally goes,
he can't get his penis hard no matter how much he tries.
And he tries to pull the old, oh, I would feel really uncomfortable revealing details of what went on in the fantasy suite.
Gentlemen never kisses and tells.
She continues,
even though it's going to be on national television.
She continues pouring it on. He also uses this line about how, I don't think sex life should matter. I don't think sex has anything to do with it. As in, like, if we're a good couple.
Great, great line.
Yeah, I know that was a great line.
Pretty brilliant.
And then he goes, well, I don't want to get into details, but I was intimate with the girls in the fantasy.
Oh.
And let's so then say they had to throw her underwear out at the A&P.
But he still said, Madison,
I want to have sex with you.
So Madison leaves the table, starts crying, and then he leaves the table,
no
and he hugs
no one
her.
Saw that ending coming. Come on.
And so both of them are crying.
I predicted this 3 weeks ago.
Yes, this exactly. Exact scenario. I knew this was going to happen.
Does this show jump the shark with this?
I thought it was fun. I enjoyed watching it.
I know, but the fact that you guys predicted it, it's kind of, isn't that kind of a bummer?
I don't know. Because twist. Here's the thing.
I thought this guy, if he wanted Madison, he wouldn't have nailed the other two chicks. I have a feeling that he just didn't like any of them, just decided, well, I might as well nail
it's
two
the
chicks.
Bachelor. It's not fair. If you get to be the Bachelor, that means, hey, I at least get to bang three of the hottest smoking chicks in this nation.
And Kelsey would have nailed him. The fourth pick, Kelsey would have.
Oh,
they'd still be getting laid.
Yeah.
So he could have gone 3 for 3. Instead, he went 2 for 3. So maybe he really did want.
And now
Madison.
He really wants Madison because it's the only one he hasn't tapped. It's the ass he hasn't grabbed.
Maybe that's the card she's playing. Yeah. That's pretty smart.
So the remainder
I think Victoria,
of the series.
Victoria seems like she'd be a crazy. She'd just be wild in bed.
Yeah.
Spinner.
Yeah.
And by the way, I was listening to Stern this morning and I heard. What's the New York guy?
Rappaport.
Rappaport say. Yeah, Victoria's got to dump her for sure.
Yeah, but she's a racist.
What? I know she's got a good dumper, but she's kind of nuts.
Yeah, but she wore a White Lives Matter shirt, so.
Don't call that a dumper.
What do you call it?
You can't call it a turd cutter?
No.
You don't call it a pooper?
A dumper. And I think context matters when you're using those phrases.
Well, you know, I don't think they really believe the show is all that. You know,
it's not
terribly real. So it wasn't a terribly serious conversation. But on the other hand, it was because Howard watches The Bachelor. Howard always talks about The Bachelor.
Yeah.
That's all he talks about.
Well, he said, I heard him a little bit this morning. He said he's watching Love is Blind on Netflix.
Yeah. Is that any good?
I don't know, but it's
I watched Married at First Kiss, which are Married at First Sight.
Yeah.
I've seen that show.
I don't know. What is Love is Blind? I just see
it's
it everywhere.
It's the same thing. These people who've never met. Get married, and then they meet the families, and they,
yeah. There's people who want us the same to kinda, show. They want Drew to watch it so he can review it. They also want you to watch and review Hot and Heavy.
What's Hot and Heavy?
Hot and Heavy is about dudes. It's shallow hell. It's about dudes who love monster chicks.
Nice. Is that on Netflix?
TLC. You know where else?
Oh,
there's a slob. There's a real slob.
Wait, it's a chubby chasing show,
dude?
Yeah,
it's. Yeah, like real big. Not really? Just big girls. But
wait,
like,
that girl?
Like 700
oh
pounders. And the guys are
what's wrong with him?
Pretty good-looking dudes.
Oh, really?
You know what's funny? I saw a promo for this. And I just see these giant girls. And one of them, she's kind of walking away. And this real skinny guy is chasing after her. And I was like, what in the world is that show? Is that 600-pound life?
It is.
Like the 600-pound life girl is angry at somebody?
600-pound life, but it's... A love, you know, a love
nice.
Show, kind of like
them.
Mixing in skinny guys.
Kind of like
good
what the freaking Bachelor's trying to do. They already crank out 3 hours a week, you know,
good, man.
For the Bachelor, the Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise. But now we have to see Bachelor love song bullshit. Did you see the promo for that? They created a new song. It's basically The Voice or American Idol mixed with The Bachelor. It's so stupid.
What?
Yeah,
aren't they going to do Senior Bachelor? I thought I saw.
Yes,
or is that
they
a joke?
Are doing Senior Bachelor. They had a
not
promo
allowed.
For it.
I can't wait
I'm
to see
you,
that fantasy
Drew,
suite.
You're not allowed to watch the song one. But here's the.
I don't want to watch it.
Here's the trailer for Hot and Heavy.
Can't they have middle aged Bachelor?
Watch these girls. Like it starts off. The trailer starts off with
Bachelor
them getting
Junior?
In a hot tub. What do you think is going to happen to the water in this hot tub?
Oh, it's going to all be displaced. They're going to be dry.
My mom told me that it would be difficult to find love if I was heavy.
I'm actually nervous.
I always had this idea that, like, I didn't deserve love because of what I looked like.
Oh,
330 pounds.
I think every girl hopes
but
they're going to
the
get
thinnest
a hunky
one.
Husband. So I totally hit the jackpot.
I absolutely love Kristen's size. I wouldn't mind if she was a little bit bigger.
Adriana is the hottest woman I've ever seen in my life.
Adriana is like 490.
It's so manly.
She looks like Mets.
Huge.
How do I look?
You look amazing. I love every.
She does look amazing.
There's
Lee.
A lot of huge.
This girl's 900 pounds.
Those tits though, Drew.
What?
See those tits?
Yeah, I did.
We're just two people that are different sizes, and I don't feel like there should be a stigma behind it.
Good for you.
But that guy's in pretty good shape.
Look at this! Look at this random person driving while they're filming. This random person sticks his head out the window, drives by, and says,
"Stigma behind it."
Lay off the ice cream, you cow. Moo!
What an asshole. I hope that was a producer for the show.
The producer hired that guy.
The other seems to be conventionally attractive women. So. I think they're just like, how can that big girl get that hunky guy? Maybe I just have a golden vagina.
Oh!
Is it a sexual thing?
I knew it was going to be us versus the world, and it's like very difficult.
He could get any girl that he wants, but he ends up being with Joy.
He's trying to persuade me to like someone more conventionally attractive.
If you want a child, you should have the gastric bypass surgery.
No, I'm not down with surgeries and all that
lovely voice. You just want to keep me fat. The chips!
You were like the first person to ever like point out my weight in front of people. Throughout high school, this guy was bullying me.
Like, you're gonna blame everything on me.
I'm not a violent person. If I have to protect her, I will.
That bully is straight out of Central Casting, isn't he?
Yes.
He doesn't give a shit. Do you have any reservations about me because of my size? Sometimes I wonder if love is enough.
What does that mean?
Wait, so if
make him a meal and a card and say, "Hey, I'm sorry about my thighs, but this is as good as it gets."
So if she has gastric bypass, he dumps her.
Yeah,
that's the guy that he's like, no, no, no. I want you to be bigger, not thinner. Oh my She's God. The smallest one. She's the one that's 330. She's the tiniest girl on here.
Isn't that as shallow as wanting like a really attractive and fit one?
Yeah, it's the same thing in reverse.
Yeah.
It's only unhealthier.
Yeah.
But the one girl's like 900.
There's a slob. There's a real slob.
Damn.
Just look at your boyfriend and say, you and I both know this is weird. Close your eyes and do it and get it over with and hope for the best.
Medically speaking, for your height, your weight puts you in what we call the disgusting range.
Excuse me! Excuse me!
I gotta try Love is Blind. Have either of you guys seen it?
No, I've just been hearing a lot about it.
Huh.
And because it's on Netflix, you can binge it, right? Or are they dropping them one by one?
You can binge
it. Do they?
I'm sure you can binge it, right?
Well, they did it with that.
I'm tired of waiting for my new McMillions.
There was a new one last night.
If it's on Netflix, you can binge it, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Is everything on Netflix? Is there any? They don't do any appointment viewing.
The Circle,
do they?
The Circle had.
They had appointment viewing?
Yeah, I thought they put out new episodes every week.
Disney Plus did with
The
Mandalorian.
Did you watch the rest of The Circle, the whole thing?
I didn't, no. It was good, though.
I got a little bored with it. I don't know. I just found those people kind of annoying. Not terribly annoying, but just kind of annoying.
I don't know what The Circle is.
A reality show on
Netflix. Social media show.
It was interesting.
It was kind of. It was okay.
It was like The Real World or Big Brother or something?
No, they were locked in their own apartment, and they could only use social media, the Circle's own social media, to communicate with each other. And you didn't know if you really didn't know. Like, one guy was posing as a woman.
Yeah, there was some catfishing going on.
Yeah, so you didn't know what was real and what wasn't. And they'd vote on each other. I don't know.
That sounds stupid.
It wasn't that bad, but it wasn't that great. I wouldn't recommend it.
Have you watched the cheerleader one?
Cheer's really good.
Yeah, it seems that everyone likes the cheer show.
It's
I mean,
pretty
at least
hilarious.
There's cheerleaders.
It's good. It sounds really dumb to follow this cheerleading team, this college cheerleading team.
Well, it's this tiny college that wins all these cheerleading competitions, and that chick coach is super intense.
You know what
made
it
good? I like people who are intense.
What makes it good is, imagine this, there's a lot of drama among all those cheerleaders.
Hell yeah, yes, there is.
And they all come from different backgrounds. Some are troubled and others are just really intense.
That
and one's
coach,
an influencer.
She's a real ball buster.
Let's run it again. Run it again. Let's go.
I had a
conversation. The injuries are insane because that's a nasty sport.
Yeah. Do they get CTE too?
Yeah. There's a lot of nasty
those
injuries.
Pyramid falls boy, can be brutal.
That coach just yanks me. You're out. You're not on mat.
She's a badass.
They keep talking about on mat. And I think it's called full throughs, like when they do the whole routine fully through.
Ooh.
So stupid, but
it's kind of like hometowns.
It's very watchable.
Do you think most cheerleaders stay hot or do most not stay hot? High school cheerleaders.
Ooh. Oh, high school?
Yeah, high school cheerleaders. Like from your high school cheerleader. If you think about cheerleaders from your high school class, do they stay hot?
From high school cheerleaders? Probably.
You don't know?
I think more so than the
gym. Brandon?
Well, we didn't have really hot
cheerleaders. Well, I don't know.
What?
Our cheerleaders weren't the
hottest. What?
I mean, if I think like the hottest chicks in my high school, a lot of them were athletes, so they weren't doing cheerleader. They were doing their own sports, whether it was playing soccer or basketball or something.
You didn't have cheerleaders?
Yeah, sure, but I just can't remember which one stood out or who was even on the cheer squad. And the dance team had hot chicks, too.
Gay or something?
What do you mean by gay or something?
You don't know who the cheerleaders were in your high school? I thought everybody knew who the cheerleaders were.
I know, hottest chicks. I know a couple of them. No, that's not necessarily true at all.
What?
I'm kind of...
Maybe the hottest chicks don't want to be cheerleaders anymore.
What's wrong? Is you gay or something?
I don't know, the other one.
All you guys on stage?
Oh, yeah.
What's Brandon doing up on stage? What's going on?
This for all the dudes on the stage. All y'all gay.
All the all gay. That's going to be tonight for the debate. What, can that guy just go to everything where there's a stage?
He's so funny.
Is this even a debate? I just thought it was each person gets an hour to talk by themselves.
Oh, I thought it was
I
thought it was a full-fledged debate.
That's what I thought.
It's the last one before Super Tuesday.
Huh. Biden's still leading by 4 points.
Really? Does he know it?
No, he thinks he's running for Senate, as we heard earlier. I know, it's so ridiculous.
You think he's asked somebody, how can I be a senator in South Carolina? I don't even live here.
You know, he's always been a little gaffy, but yeah. He just seems old now.
A little gaffy?
He just seems not interested. I feel, you know, he didn't run last time because his son asked him not to. And now I feel the other son has asked him to, and he just doesn't want to do it.
Wait,
either one.
I don't know. He did run last time because his son asked him to.
Does Dr. Jill Biden wants to be first lady? Is that what it is? I mean, because I always think of the family going, oh, my God, I would never want to be the child of a president. That seems like the biggest nightmare in the world. And then think of being the spouse of a president. That would suck.
Yeah.
Unless you were into it.
Yeah, Beau's dying breath was, remember, it was, Dad, run for president.
Oh, that's right. Hillary didn't want him to run last time.
And then Hunter jumped
in. Plus, Hunter was sucking up millions from these bogus deals.
It was Hillary's turn, though.
I know. Yeah.
But I think if he would have ran, he probably would have won.
Where's Hunter?
Oh, he would have won last time.
I think he would have won. Was he this crazy last time he ran? It seemed like he was more together 4 years ago.
Yeah, because he cared. I really don't think he cares.
Yeah.
I think someone's like, hey, Joe, you can be president. He's like, president, okay. I'll do it.
Well, it's
no one said that. Who said that?
Getting very interesting. Anyway, why don't you get us out of here, Brandon?
Where's Hunter?
And we'll be back tomorrow. And we have some excitement coming up. Dave Mason's supposed to be on sometime soon. And I know Trudy was talking about Artie because Artie's coming to town.
Wait, what about Saget?
Saget's coming up. And there's somebody else coming to town, and I keep forgetting who the hell it is. It was somebody I so wanted to have on. It'll come. I got to remember to tell Trudy.
The janitor, the hero janitor from...
Well, if he doesn't get the key to the city, then they better stop making keys to the city. Because nobody has ever earned it more, especially...
Chris Tucker, he's coming.
You have to wonder what didn't get cleaned up while he was busy trying to identify this guy. I mean, I hope there's not a stack up of...
Someone's just stuck in the booth because they had to leave their shoes behind.
Someone's trapped in place. There's been incidental death. It's not a murder, though.
Everybody leaves.
It's manslaughter.
It's just a pile of shoes because they're stuck to the floor.
So Chris Tucker, Carrot Top, Sinbad, Gallagher, D.L. Hughley.
Is Gallagher coming to town?
They're all coming to town.
I almost want to talk to Gallagher. I don't know why.
Oh, I think he's fascinating.
He is fascinating. That Pauly Shore interview on these podcasts.
Just don't ask me about Ron.
Oh, boy. All right, so have a good one. Like us on Facebook. You can rate us on Facebook, too. And we love those ratings you give us on iTunes and Stitcher and Spotify and anywhere you can rate the show. Please rate it because more ratings, I don't know what it means, but it seems to mean people are listening. So anyway, have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm going to go now.